So I know y'all been talking shit or whatever, but we are both in the motherfucking studio this week. And real quick, I just want to let y'all know before we start, I know y'all know this is horrible decisions, blah, blah, blah. So someone was like, for a whole month, y'all had schedule conflict. Now, most of y'all, if y'all watch the YouTube,
you see
the same outfit. So we pre-record. We normally do 2 episodes in one night.
It's which funny. Is why I, had a whole I wanted month. To explain myself, and I thought, let me not do it.
No, but, fuck them
but
hoes.
But there is another thing.
Fuck all y'all hoes.
So Mandy and I actually have different work schedules, right? Mandy gets off maybe like 2 hours later than I do.
Late as fuck.
We've been wanting to get Goddess Unk. For a long time, right?
Mistress Unknown. She corrected me. I know.
Oh,
we
I'm
was
sorry.
Mistress.
That's her. Well, that's her IG name.
That's her
if you
IG
guys want to follow her.
Yeah.
Right. Her. Nina K was from out of town. Had to come at a certain time. So it's like, yo, what are we gonna do? Push guests or just record them? But you know, we see the vibe y'all on and the energy. But y'all like us when we fight. And you know what's crazy? When y'all think we're fighting and have that energy, it only makes us more annoyed to then and go do something disruptive like. A fucking multi-city tour, bitch.
We really going on tour. And I know that y'all been asking. So 2019, we about to pop off. In real life, I'm not going to lie. Despite whatever beef me and Weezy may have from time to time, I want to let y'all know I actually hate my job more than I hate Weezy. So because
same.
I'm trying to quit that shit, I'm like, bitch, let's make this motherfucking money. So we
but
are
listen,
going
I thought
on
we
tour.
Could, I thought we could do this. So Mandy, we're texting today. We're getting excited about it. And she's like, yo, for DC, let's just drive. I'm like, oh, damn, bitch. You want to be stuck in a car?
I know you can't drive, ho. Cause well, go ahead and let them know what your felon ass. Well, you're not really a felon, but
you know
you ain't
I've never told the jail story. I've only told it on live.
No, you've told it on here. How I, you got your license suspended for like 45 years?
I ain't talked about the ankle bracelet. I ain't talked about that story about like how, you know, I had to spread and cough. It was bad.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Do you want to make the announcement?
WD Live is happening in 2019. I'm hoping by the time you guys hear this, happy December, that we will have some Eventbrite tickets up for you for Chicago and DC. We're still working on just contracts and timing with the other venues. But so far, what we have solidified for dates is DC, January 19th, and Chicago, March 30th. Upcoming shows will be Toronto, LA, New York, and possibly Orlando.
Possibly Orlando. So I know y'all were complaining about us not coming to Florida, but we working on it right now. Also, I do want to shout out to everybody in Texas. Y'all gonna have to come a little late. Y'all shit expensive, so we gonna
it
work.
It is.
It's so expensive. So, hey, if any of y'all listening happen to do South by Southwest, go ahead and bring us on. We could do a podcast stage real quick.
I mean, listen, if you're in Dallas or Houston and you want to have your promoter book us for some shit, let a bitch know. We be in that motherfucker. I don't know if like we have more Dallas or Houston people.
It seems like
Houston's blacker, right?
Houston seem real like. Wait, is Houston blacker? Look.
I'm sorry.
Here we go.
That was my alarm. Oh, isn't your nickname Trap Money Benny because you be in your feelings?
I do not be in my feelings, actually. Speaking of feelings, so we haven't given you guys a catch-up since you guys know that for the last month we've done our solo episodes. We've really been focused on our guests.
And thank you guys, by the way, everyone who came. I wanted to talk about that. Okay.
What?
So, like, what was my favorite solo episode that you did was Goddess Unk. I mean, okay. Mistress Unknown.
Mistress Unknown.
I was like, yo. So, by the way, I know, like, you guys know we record ahead of time, but I wanted to wait to listen to the episode like everybody else so that I could, like, live tweet it. My nigga, when she robbed the hamsters, I was like, okay.
You're talking. I will say, so I did enjoy Loki and Nina K. However, the German Shepherd salmon bullshit,
bro!
I was not here for that.
She didn't do that, though. But
yeah, sure she didn't. She gonna say my friends did it the same way we don't be really sitting here saying what
if
we be doing.
I only believe that,
whole,
that she
that
didn't do it.
That whole stuck the German Shepherd dick, bruh.
I don't believe she did it because she won't even do stepmom shit. So to me, if you can't even do that, I doubt that.
Bro, she just not gonna say it on air.
If she's not doing
that,
porn,
whole left with a check, with a $30,000 check, because them hoes
would you do it?
I will say, can I tell you the
No.
Hold on. Oh, wait.
Would fucking go down on a German Shepherd for 30 grand?
Are we really gonna do the what's your price right now with me? First off, I am not. I can't even look at the little. First off, you like pink dick. I don't. To me, I compare.
The little, like a dog dick.
The dog dick is pink. It looked like pink dick when the little thing be hanging. Oh my God, I can't even look at it. And I be doing some nasty shit.
Have you ever seen a dog get hard when it pokes out like a little lipstick tube?
I can't look at a little pink. The little thing.
Bro, I could never.
Real quick, I do want to sit here and say I did have one issue with her. And I didn't get to meet her. So, Nina, don't take this personal. I felt like, and I don't know if it's because of our show, but she kept putting herself in like a black woman category too much for me. Like, making it seem like she had the, well, let me finish. She kept making it seem like she had the black girl struggles in porn. Then she's like, yeah, and my page got deleted for supporting sex workers and black women. And then for her to bring up how her mama dates a black man now, but then to also bring up how your daddy called them monkeys. I was just like, you done came from a background too much to where you could feel like, first off, and your body is probably paid for to look like these black girls. So I didn't like that part.
No, I enjoyed her. She might have had lipo, but I believe that was her body.
Which is fine.
But I will say this. I took it more like body shame thing than it was her giving white tears.
Yeah, but even that, that was the only thing. I enjoyed the stories. She was wonderful.
She was good.
But yeah,
I also think, shout out to Lo. Like, I know Lo and me were both super excited. Lo was ready to fuck. Bro, I was sitting there like, some dude wrote a comment on YouTube talking about, damn, you let that nigga take over. I said, well, he was hard. What the fuck was I supposed to do? But I appreciated that he, in my opinion, didn't ask, like, typical nigga questions. Like, oh, like, how would they be feeling when you do blah, blah, blah? What about when you got a man? Did he feel like you respect men? Like, I thought he'd ask some cool shit.
Okay.
My favorite was God, a song. And I really like Kiki. I like that. I was mad when Jamie was like, oh, well, it's what you answer to. Like, you can say trans. I was...
Well, and I think that got brought up, too, because so she does Tranny Thursdays, and this is actually what the party is called on Thursdays. Right. I went. And so I had that conversation with her, like, isn't that a bad word? But the party is actually called Tranny Thursdays.
Right, right.
For any of you guys who are in New York City and interested in trans women, there's a wonderful night called Tranny Thursdays. It's at a place called Fairy Tales. And I enjoyed it. I will say...
You went?
Yeah, I did. So I took one of my friends, I'll say my friend, who is battling with being...
Oh, you talked about that guy.
Yeah, with battling that being accepting of... him being into trans women. And so I was like, listen, like, it's okay. Like, yeah. And so we went. I do also want to say
real
quick.
Is it Midtown Hell's Kitchen?
It is Hell's Kitchen. So I do want to say to all of the listeners, when that came up, because it came up last minute that I had to come up with that episode because we canceled the one guest. I won't give him any shine on here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But for everyone saying, oh, my God, we want to hear more of Dustin. First off, me and Dustin probably, Chris, at least four blunts before the show.
Y'all were
right? Everybody was late. Everybody was late. So we sitting here, we were drinking tequila. We smoked out this room, probably 3 to 4 blunts. But not only that,
damn,
he was also, he had just gotten a lot of tweets for something he said on the Friend Zone. And so something about kids. But people was coming for him. So when I told him, hey, I want to have a trans woman on the show, he was like, oh, nah, nigga, you're not going to get me. Dustin was like, I don't know,
what
to say to where I don't offend people.
What we do, more than I know, because I feel like we're good people, right? So let me explain to you. Like, I kind of said this to, who did this happen with? So I met Bakari Sellers. Do you know who that is from CNN?
No.
Is he white? No, he's black.
Oh.
So Charlamagne invited me to the Yvonne Orgy show, the comedy show. So what happens, I get there, I see Bakari Sellers, I'm like, yo, I love you. I would love you to come on Horrible Decisions and be super PC. He was like, oh, I'll think about it. I put up that cream pie clip.
He said, oh, hell no.
He's like, oh, no, I can't do this. He was like, no, I mean, I just can't. I can't. And I'm like, you know what? I totally get it. You don't know if you're going to be a politician one day. You don't know what's going to happen.
No, of course.
Then I mentioned something to Van about the Brittany Renner show. He's like, people acted like that with you.
Yeah.
Like, how could you? How?
Yeah,
like these women, you know, like horrible decision, blah, blah, blah. And it really makes me forget that, like, we are too fucking much sometimes.
Well, I'm not going to lie. And this is, again, for the backstory for some of our listeners. When I told Dustin this is who I'm having on, his first thing was, well, let's have a completely different conversation where we don't mention that she's a trans at all. I said, my nigga. I said, we haven't had a trans woman on to be able to share their story. I said, oh, nah, I'm asking the difficult questions.
I see why he said that, because he's like, let's normalize. Let's stop making it a fucking
thing.
Right,
but I'm like, no, there's questions that we want to ask. I said, no, what the fuck you think our show is about? I said, we're educating.
Well, so. I really, I liked her a lot, and she's super pretty.
She was amazing.
What'd you think
of her?
Was
her energy not amazing?
What did you think of Ashley?
Ashley was, oh, wheelchair.
Yeah.
Damn, I can't call her wheelchair. I got a nigga I'd call wheelchair.
So let me tell you what's dope. Like,
What? I haven't messed with him, but amongst my friends, he tried talking to me, and he's in a wheelchair. So when I talk about him, his name is Wheelchair. You know Wheelchair.
I know Wheelchair, but
see,
like...
My bad. So I didn't want to call the guest Wheelchair. We make nicknames for everybody, by the way.
My mom called that nigga Click Click. Yo, I really want to have a mom episode.
I know. You be trying to
Why
put
don't you want to do this?
Because you stay putting things into existence, because then it's just like...
I notice you've been ignoring me, and I'm like, yo, tell me when your mom's up. You'd be like, okay, so should we be at the studio? Like, you just... I've said this 2 times.
Because I don't know when my mom is going to come back up. She just bought a new house, so she's working.
Oh,
and, bitch, I got a lot of shit going on. I don't want to have to play host no time soon.
Like, I mean, we don't have to do it soon, but when your mom comes, whether it be 4 months,
or
5 months...
Or shit, maybe when we in Orlando... For a possible live show.
That's
we do it on a Sunday or something.
I feel like the two of them would be a mess.
Oh my God. A hot ass.
We won't even mind leaving.
We're not even gonna talk.
So yeah, I really liked Ashley. She was dope. When we were looking for guests, I was like asking for, you know, crazy guests, and she reached out and was like, I love the show, you know, I'd love to come up and be on the show.
You ain't had to do much vetting there.
So let me tell you, I felt
I'm sorry. Because people said we should have vetted the sugar daddy. You could see the wheelchair in the pictures.
Ashley, I'm sorry.
I mean, no, you're beautiful. No, she's very beautiful.
She's
I'm sorry. No, she was great.
I feel like
she
everybody
was great.
Just wanted to fuck, too.
She was great. Look, our audio guy raised his hand.
And she was really fun. Like, she had a great spirit about her. And, like, I love that she knew that it was something to see. And, like, she's like, just ask the questions. I was, when she was coming in, I was, like, looking for ramps. I think Christopher and Ben helped her up.
Okay. And, like, I'm not going to lie. Do you know that was my first thought? Like, how the fuck she got in the studio? I was thinking. I know
there's,
like,
there's still those stairs.
There's stairs.
Yeah, I was thinking about it a lot.
Yeah, this is not really wheelchair accessible in here.
Well, bro, she was talking about Ubers and shit. Like, even when I ordered her, I wanted to order her the Uber because I knew the wheelchair accessible one, you know. And plus, she flew all the way up here. Bro, she's right. It's like 20 minutes away. She's like, so I'll get regular Ubers and just tell them, like, hey, just close the chair for me. And they will, like, cancel on her.
Like, oh, shit.
That's fucked up. But so, shout out. This was actually, like, my favorite month of content, I want to say.
I'm not going to lie. What I enjoy most, and I want to shout out to all of our listeners. As you guys know, we're almost at 100 episodes. Actually, we are, if you count Patreon, we're over 100.
Give us some ideas. I want to do like a list of 100 things, but I think it'll last too long.
Well, no, what made me excited reading the comments more so was that during that 4 week span where we had these solo episodes, each episode garnered a this is top five, this is top
yes!
three, this is still a favorite episode. So to know that we can be 90 episodes in and we're still getting, yo, this is top five. It lets us know that, hey, we're doing a good job with what we're doing.
That made me
content.
Feel good when I was like reading comments for people not to, one or two people said they missed the other one, but it did feel good not to see that, like, oh, why isn't, like it felt good to know that they're like, it's going to be good no matter what. Mm-hmm. That was a nice thing because we can't say that for every pod we listen to.
Hell,
you know what I'm saying?
No.
When a certain person might be missing, it's like,
I ain't listening this week.
Right?
See you next week.
But no, that was exciting, and I loved all the content. I thought they were great guests. I recently have been looking for more people. I really want to bring the bi couple back on.
I loved them. I'm not going
to
lie. They were in town,
New York for shows, but
I wasn't in town when they were just here. I do also want to say that when it comes to us getting these guests, like I have a guy right now that he's into the furniture play, like we talked about with Goddess Anki.
Oh.
But I will say, too, real quick, can I make a PSA to you guys? And I made this PSA on my Instagram. But for those who are interested in coming to the show or coming on to the show as guests, there's just no chance in hell when right after you're then asking to take play with one of us. And I feel like, I don't
know.
You
did that?
Yes. So since the Mistress Unknown dub sub versus Dom episode, I have had close to five guys, and I'm sending it. I've had close to five guys ask to be, you know, a sex slave for me.
Holy shit.
So, or some may say. But we're going to go ahead and we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
You want to wait till Mac? Yeah, let's wait till Mac is here.
All right.
We're back. Mandy had to take a shit.
Chill, bro. I ain't had to take no shit.
You know, Mandy just so thin now. Anytime she has a new piece of food, she pees out of her ass.
Yo, shut the fuck up. No, I definitely didn't shit.
So, speaking
of
booty.
Our late ass motherfuckers came. But, wait, speaking of booty, wait, you had anal sex? Look, she about to make the announcement,
no,
y'all. You had the whole dick in?
I backed that ass up. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, you backed that ass up.
I'm a really good power bottom, and I've learned that recently.
Oh. Well, I guess we can get into some dick talk.
Yeah.
So, as for me, I will say amongst all of my travels, I've been really busy and I haven't had much dick at all. I feel like I'm being a little bit more picky, of course, with my selection because I want to come, but also because I do want a boyfriend. I am putting that into the universe that I want a relationship. However, this is going to be odd to say,
okay,
but I did go ahead and 24/7 finally got a threesome out of me. So
wasn't this, you didn't tell?
This was a while ago. No, didn't talk about it on the show. This was. I mean, shit, we've been a month without recording, but I did give him a threesome. And it was fun. Uh-huh. It was amazing.
How do you know the girl?
The girl is a friend of mine. I pretty much...
You love fucking your friends.
I do, but we hadn't fucked before. So this is how it's set up. So for anyone interested in having threesomes, this is what I did. So me
I'm
and
so
him,
sick of y'all writing. Listen to episode 17. Stop asking us how to have a fucking about threesome, my nigga.
So, well, this is how I had my threesome. This is how I set it up. So I was already going to fuck him. I had an event to go to, and we had already planned after my event, I was going to go to his house and fuck. So... before I hit him up and ask, you know, I was like, hey, so would you want to join us or just watch? First, I started by asking her if she just wanted to watch us. Then I was like, do you want to join? And she was like, for real? Like, seriously? I said, yeah, girl, you can like, yeah, join with me. So before she agreed to, we had to go into the bathroom stall and she lifted her dress. She was like, I ain't shave. I said, girl, it's okay. Don't worry about it.
What was
so,
it, like peach fuzz?
Yeah,
like
so she was like, is this enough? Like, this isn't too hairy because I don't want him to see me with a hairy pussy. I said, oh, girl, I done ate pussy that look like that. You good? So
as long as it's not like near the hole.
No, it wasn't bad. It was like,
I don't care what's
it
on
was
the top.
Maybe like 3 days unshaved. So I was like, all right, bet. So I hit him up and I'm like, can I watch you fuck my friend? And he was just like, who? So, of course, I had to send a picture.
What a dream text.
I know. I just said, hey, can I watch you fuck my friend? And he was like, who? Wait, what? Huh? Asked her follower count. Make sure
there
she
you go
was
with
low.
The screen. Go yeah. to the Instagram. Look for the right page.
I did the screenshot of it.
Nigga,
like,
I be cropping bitches' Instagram names because you ain't about to holler at that hoe without me.
And he was like, yeah, y'all pull up. Bet. Get there. I will say it was top three threesomes. After the first round, because he fucked us three rounds. After
top three threesomes in three rounds.
Well, yeah, he fucked me three
don't
rounds. But after the first round, she got up and gave me a hug and said thank you and was smiling ear to ear and said thank you for allowing me to experience this. So from that point on, I was like, yes. And then, girl, her body hurt for the next 2 days. My body was hurt. He, like, fucked the shit out of both of us.
What
she even
stamina.
Held. By the third round, my pussy was done, so she even held my butt cheeks open while he fucked me in the ass. And she, yeah, oh, it was insane. It was, we killed a whole bottle of rum.
That's awesome.
Well, threesome. What about you? Because you've been fucking black dick, so go ahead and tell them about the black cock you've been
getting. Let's give it a clap. Let's give it a clap. For me coming back to black. Okay, raise up. So, the drought
did
is...
Did you just raise up to black dick?
That's what it's fucking happens.
Jesus Christ.
That's how I feel, bro. I'm Jesus. Not you. I don't want these white boys on.
Jesus Christ. Go ahead and speak
in
your...
back. So,
Jesus.
It's been a drought, right? And I was telling someone, he picked his own name. He wants to be called Beard Bay. So, BB.
BB.
Right? I'm telling BB, platonically in the moment, like how it's been a drought and I don't really know what's like how it's happening. I'm not connecting with anyone, blah, blah, blah. So, we're out kicking it. And we get into this little, like, debate about the population of New York, right? Seriously, like, oh, no, there's this many people, there's this many people. So he's like, you know what? I'm gonna make a bet with you. If it's the amount you say it is, I'm gonna eat your pussy. I was like...
damn, just like that?
Yeah. Like, I'm sitting there like, oh. And what if it's not?
Well, we know numbers isn't your thing, so you definitely lost that, huh?
He said, if it's not, you gotta suck this dick. I was like, well, let me get. And, bitch, I won.
Oh, did you now?
He closed the tab. We left. We get back to my place. We start watching Desus and Meryl because for some reason, that's a thing I like to do when I fuck. I actually told both of them this because I went to the show and it was dope. Yeah. I had to get it out. I had to let them know, like, you are the catalyst to a lot of dick I get because it's just like, come cuddle with me and watch this shit. And then we gonna laugh until my pussy gets wet and then boom. So we're watching it and I guess I'm playing games too long where he finally looks at me and he's like, you want to cash this shit in or what? And I was like, you know, I'm like playing that whole, like, I don't know if I can while I'm taking my panties off. Meanwhile, I already did a whole bath in the bathroom. So anyway, he eats my pussy. I come. He comes up to my face and asks me if I like the smell. And I was like, yeah, I do. He was like, you do? I said, yeah. And then he made me lick it all off of his face.
No, that's like the meme I just posted.
It was lovely.
That's how it's supposed to go.
And it was the first time anybody's ever went down on me without kissing me first. I was like, oh, this is just like really a thing. Fuck the shit out of me. And then something interesting that I've never heard during sex before. he was fucking me saying, I knew you had good pussy. And I said, oh, yeah? Like, just thinking that that was, like, sex talk. And he goes, or maybe it's just good pussy for me. And now I wonder, is that a thing? Because I feel like we've heard bitches be like, oh, his dick is whack. Or, like, exes say that about somebody. But then, like, it wasn't. Or, you know, niggas will talk shit about a bitch saying
I'm not gonna lie, though. Pussy and dick is subjective as fuck, bro.
It is.
Like, it's like he could have dicked you down. But if he came and fucked me knowing the good dick I done got, his dick might be subpar to me. So
when he said good pussy for me, I remember getting fucked being like, what? What the fuck are you talking about, nigga?
You was able to take
everybody.
You be taking dick?
I took it. Then I had some really good lesbian sex with an ex last Saturday. And I'm gonna tell you what I figured out was so good about it. We fucked all night. All day, like all day, and literally was so good. FaceTiming one of my niggas. Anyway, tried to, but he was getting some pussy too. So Anyway, we have sex, and when her and I have sex, I realized we both love scissoring, and I think it's because
you liking that scissor.
She's
shit.
Really gay. Like, she's not that gay, but like we were together before, right? And I'm like other bitches that I fuck like to. Get fingered a lot. And I think that, like, the scissoring is, like, really a lesbian thing. Bro, we scissored so much. It was so fucking good.
I like, scissored with, like, my teddy bears when I was
seven.
Nah,
bitch, that shit is good. When you get it right, we got a good,
not,
we get a
like,
good angle
scissoring.
Going.
Like, I don't be scissoring with the
when
girls.
When we
I
do
be
horrible
fucking.
Decisions live, if you've ever been to one of our live shows, you know we, like, emulate sex positions on stage. Someone need to come and scissor you right. Seriously.
It's not gonna do nothing to me, bruh.
Then you haven't done it.
I have done scissoring. It don't do like
bro.
Rubbing on my pussy. I got my hands for that.
So let
bro.
Me tell you why I'm nasty. So in the morning, she was menstruating.
You're disgusting. We're done. You know we don't. I don't do blood talk. We're absolutely done.
But
look,
thank you.
Bruh.
It was
you
hold
nasty.
On.
Fault.
We have to normalize this shit. I didn't say I ate it.
What'd you do?
I was like, well,
you lit the clit with the tampon in.
Hold on, maybe, but. I was like, yo, why don't you just get in the shower and I'm coming there with you? And since we like scissoring anyway, you know what I'm saying? I got on my back. I'm in the shower. Bitch, my braids was fucked up. I got on my back. She got on top of me and I ain't see nothing running down.
Bruh, you are not 12. Your period doesn't stop when you get in the shower like a lot of us like to think.
Listen, if I can't smell it, I'm good. If
you know what?
Like,
you know
if
what
it that, smells like quarters in the room and quarters fill up, I'm not it, fucking.
You know, I'm done. Do you know what that's equivalent? You know what that's equivalent to for real?
What? You want to put a towel down?
No, you sucking a German Shepherd's dick. That's what it's equivalent
to. It is
to.
Not, bro.
It's equivalent to you stuffing salmon in your pussy. You may as well take your ass to Dubai since
for those
you're out
of
here
y'all
eating.
Don't know what she's talking about. Nina Kaye said that on the last episode.
Nina Kaye said that on the last episode. So.
I don't really see the big deal. And honestly, there was that Vice article we did for Vanilla shit, basically, where they were fucking on their period and there was blood everywhere. And I'm not saying that happened, but I'm not that far. Look, it was good, okay? That's all I'm saying. And
right.
I'll do it again.
All right.
It was just wetness.
All right. That's disgusting.
The consistency, it doesn't bother me. Spit, blood, fuck.
You nasty as fuck.
Yo, niggas is fucking bitches on their period. Do you?
If you guys hear...
I almost pointed at Savoy, but never mind.
Savoy not eating no pussy.
Chris, you fucking...
He eating bussy. You don't eat bussy?
No.
Yo, she was my girl. I can't fuck her on her period?
Oh, okay. Well, guys, if you know, we talking to the room full of people, but we going to go ahead and be right back because...
Our guests are here.
Our guests are here. Be right back. Hey.
Welcome back.
We're back. Niggas are going to nig, which is why we're back, because motherfuckers is on CP time at all times, and I thought that we kind of fixed this problem in 2018, but now we have to change it. So
but
we,
like,
did
no.
We did tell them to be here, like, what, the Natalie?
You know, I just want to say that I know... That you do white movies.
Okay.
And I want to know what time they require your black ass to be there.
I've done white movies.
Like, he fucking shot with Adele. Adele, you wasn't late for Adele.
Nah.
Oh.
We a whole white person together and you couldn't be on time for us?
Still they sent the car. They sent the car service.
You know what? You need to step it up and I'm going to tell you why. You only the second actor we had. The first one was Rotimi and he was pissing on bitches. So you better
wow.
come up.
And Rotimi came on time. But
on
that was,
time, bro, correct.
He was on Thanks Savoy.
He was in power. He wasn't in
he
the wire.
He came on time, ready.
Wow, okay. That's true.
You're not going to be shady.
Don't be shady.
Don't be shady.
I'm just saying, like, you talking about, like, oh.
Because you know what? Speaking of shade,
wait a second.
Your messy motherfucking ass.
Real quick, before you do this, before we do this.
Shout out to Ro, yo.
But before we do this, I guess we should let these motherfuckers know what male voices they they're read. Listening to.
Damn. Y'all don't even get it.
Yo, this is the meanest she's been to me in like 7 months.
That's the black side coming out. Okay, I see.
It's because my hair braided. Yo, I've been talking mad spicy to people at work, and I'm
nah,
like,
split it between the two. You don't be pussy.
She don't be drinking.
I can't.
Either.
I'll gag really hard.
She. Whoa.
Now you got a gag reflex.
Right now,
you know I don't drink on a mic like that. I don't want to get dumb.
Okay, so let's pause. Let's pause. Let's work on not talking over each other this episode. So I do want to sit here and say,
Mouse don't know how to do that.
No.
You got clear nail polish on, nigga?
Yo, you ask me every time, son. Come on. Like, leave me alone.
Let him get a manicure. So, guys, if y'all haven't noticed, we have Mouse Jones in the building and late-ass, light-skinned-ass Mac Wilds. Y'all been wanting Mac Wilds on the show, so we finally got him in, and, of course, we got him next to his goddamn
now,
friend.
Now, I want to welcome you to LSM, but I see you already come with the spice for niggas.
Don't
talking to me. No, you got to be very specific. We have deals here.
I'm looking at you, and I'm talking to you.
Who are you talking to?
You, Mousy.
Hold on, dog, because since you want to talk like you're from New York, I'm going to talk like I'm from Florida. Hold on, dog, with that fuck shit, bro. Hold on with that
fuck
shit,
bro. How you start your first loudspeaker episode being spicy with everybody?
First of all, shout out to the Clubhouse. Shout out to the Clubhouse podcast with Mouse Jones.
How you come for everybody on your first episode?
I didn't come at...
He didn't come for the people who were there, just the new people.
Wow.
Why, though?
Because he didn't come for nobody.
You came for everybody.
Yeah, nigga. All right. All I said was...
What'd you say?
All right, never mind. I already got a text message from the dean.
I knew it.
I ain't been here for a month, and I'm already getting text. We play nice with others. All right. Listen, like, all I did was talk about the rollouts. Like, I thought, like everybody else thought, that we were the only new show signed. And then you find out, like, 2 hours before we announced... No, we already announced. We found out two hours.
Oh, yeah, I got announced with, like, five different people.
Come on, man. Wow.
We were the only ones with the special mid-year rollout. We came on. We was rolling out.
And, I mean, we was the only rollout, too, because did you know any of the mother shows? I didn't think so.
Ooh.
Yo, you spicy.
My bad.
On you at the Christmas party.
Why you want to swing on me for?
I just want to see
because the rollout was bad?
Because you messed up.
How was y'all rollout?
Oh, we was late.
Day one. Amazing.
Day one. We came in the studio.
We had like an episode in a bag. We was like, nah, bitch, we coming with the spice.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, my rollout was some fire. We came with the fire.
Okay, well, listen. Anyways, y'all know every episode, what we like to do is we like to kind of break the ice with our guests, but we not really finna break it. We finna ask them their price.
Well,
kinda,
let me tell you, this is a game that I was playing with Nina and Low Key, but I wanted to make it a little bit different.
I gotta stop having Low up here talking about sex, son.
Listen.
On my mother. On my mother. I love Low. I love Low. Like, and I don't care.
He was asking questions.
I love Low. I love Low Key with all my heart. That's my guy.
Cheers.
I know it is.
But.
Cheers.
Like, hearing him talk about sex was so boring.
How was he boring?
I was like, yo, son, my dad was listening. I was like, what?
You got some nerve.
Like, dead ass, when he was talking about sex, I was like, I'm looking at him like, nigga, you ain't even about that. Shut up.
Wow. I think it's because you know him.
Like, yeah.
But you know what? Y'all, men really don't be knowing their friends. Like, when... If say Low likes it in the ass, like with a thumb, or likes his ass licked, y'all not gonna know. Yeah, but y'all not gonna know.
That.
But that's what I'm saying. Y'all not gonna know that.
Wait.
Do you know everything that Mac likes in the bedroom?
Unfortunately,
probably.
Oh, you do.
Well, we have a new podcast, Guys Next Door. Shout out to Anchor.
That's why I was your third guest.
You are our first guest.
By the way, they have a rule that I really like, and I kind of wanted to do it for this episode.
What's the rule?
So when I came in there,
what's the rule?
They were like,
I don't like how y'all looked at me. Tell her
about the rule.
So basically, one of the rules that we have on our podcast is the phone rule. If anybody's phone rings while we're doing the podcast,
don't put your phone down. Don't put it on airplane mode.
That's fine. What's the rule?
Can he lift his
The rule home? Is if somebody's phone rings, you have to answer it. And they become a podcast.
That's fine. Them niggas don't be calling my phone. They know better.
Okay. Now you know my mama whole ass call.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mama Weezy.
I'm waiting for her.
That was my second time talking to my baby.
He texts me and then says, what did he look like?
That's funny.
Shout out to Mama.
That's funny. Yeah, I ain't worried about nobody calling. But we're going to go. We're going to go ahead and I guess in this motherfucking
Weezy, if you came home and see me with your mother, would you be upset?
Here we go.
Yeah, you'd be the first black man she ever been with a black ass. My mom has been trying to get the bag for years. 67 of them. She was like, well, these niggas playing.
Jesus
Christ. All right, the game is 48,000 or 48 months in jail.
Okay.
First one.
Oh, you, 48,000. You capped him at 48? That's like fucking...
48 and 48. Okay. 48,000 or 48 months in jail. That's 2 years, bitch.
So we calling this first 48?
Yeah.
First 48.
I like that.
So,
like that.
That's nice. DP with you, Mouse, and 40, Betty 40, White.
Give me 40 years in jail.
Wait, so y'all...
48 months. Nine. 2 years. So it's,
you give me 40 years.
Hold on. I didn't say y'all have to fuck each other.
Oh.
Y'all you said have 48? To DP Betty White.
Double penetrate.
Nah, that means my dick gonna be out, Mac dick gonna be out?
Yes.
Give me 48 hours in jail.
48 months.
Give me 48 months, 48 years, 48 days, 48. I'm taking the 48.
Y'all wouldn't do a train together?
No, I don't do trains. I told y'all this on our last show. I don't do that.
You doing it?
No, he don't want his dick out.
Nah, nigga, you too pretty for jail.
I might do it.
Why not?
Are you attracted to me?
No. No thanks.
Be safe though.
All free right. tax store, you already know. Free
you
tax
already
don't
know, you already know.
Second, for $48,000 or 48 months in jail.
Oh, wait, there was price on
that? Yeah, I'll take the bread.
$48,000.
Yes!
You don't have to split it.
I got
to
split it. Wait, 48
a piece? Yeah.
Nah, son, I'm not going to be.
Oh, you got it.
Now you gay for pay?
Nah, son, like, that means all dick going to be out in the room, son.
I'm fucking with you. Drink a cup of your own cum for $48,000 or 48 months in
jail. I'm going to jail. Going to
here go the thing. I ain't gonna hold you. I ain't gonna hold you, right?
You done tasted your own cum.
I've not, but women be telling me my shit be tasting mad good. Shout out to essential water and ginger ale. But I'm like
ginger ale. That's acidic as fuck.
Like ginger ale is the only thing I like. That's the only thing.
Maybe it's because you don't drink or smoke though. That could be it.
Yeah. So I'm like, but nah, son. Give me 48. Give me 48 months in jail.
You're not gonna drink your own cum.
Y'all going to jail for 2 years and you wouldn't.
I'm going to jail.
Yo,
you wouldn't drink this much cum.
If I'm in Rikers for 2 years, I'm fine.
They don't be coming this much. They don't be coming this
much,
bro.
You a lie. I be coming that much.
That's a lot of cum. You wanna go to jail for 2 years? And possibly drink another nigga?
Wait a minute.
What's regular jail in prison? Like, there's a difference?
Two completely
niggas
different
ain't
things.
Getting raped in jail.
Oh, like GP?
If you go to prison, maybe, but niggas ain't got no come home time. Yeah.
You niggas listen, getting football numbers.
Yeah, like, if you send me the Rikers for 2 years, I'm all right, son. Okay. Like, a nigga be like, oh, you my, yeah, what's good? Like, cool, we good in Rikers, you know, shout out to.
Noodles and noodles. I make sure my commissary right. We good.
And I'm already nice with the Jack Mac, so I'm going to be out there chefing like it's
you
fucking...
You can put everybody's coming this fucking... I'm not going to chill for no 2 years, bitch. I'm not going for 2 months.
You also sip cum on a regular.
Yeah, it's different.
I don't sip it
it's...
on a regular.
Right, you,
yeah,
bro.
You probably...
Yeah.
Okay, so it's I'm lucky. Yeah,
you definitely sip it, bro.
Yo, would you put in your green juice?
For protein?
Yeah.
Whose is it?
Wow.
Mac Wilds.
Nah, I don't know what it tastes like.
24/7s. I'm drinking his cum. I drink it every time, anyways.
All right, come on.
So, all right, last one. Yeah, last one. Would you 48,000 or 48 months in jail? Leaked sex tape of the last time you had sex.
Oh, oh!
I'm definitely
give
selling
me 48 beats, man. Yeah,
it was
I'm
good.
I'm selling.
Good.
What?
The last time you had sex was good.
What and I'm gonna need. So and good? I'm gonna need a nice contract too.
What made
too.
It so good? Go ahead, explain. What made it so good?
It was more than sex. And it was just, I feel like morning sex is always the best
it's Monday
sex.
Morning.
Yo,
it's because you know why? The pussy marinates.
It marinates. I've been asleep, so my dick don't go down. It's just like, it's just, I was in there like Mr. Marcus. I felt like a fucking porn
was
star.
Was it this
bro.
Morning?
Yo, when you fucking the morning, son, and you still got the morning wood.
I was going to say, let's smell it.
Son, like you could even.
You see what I'm saying? Like that, you doing
morning
shit,
would hold it down,
shit,
son.
You doing shit you're not even used to doing at night because you want some like, oh,
you
I
ready
got,
to go to sleep.
I got extra time right now. It's crazy.
Oh, no. I ain't got
I'm
time.
I'm the only one who feels different
but
about
I do like
stamina.
It in the morning. Nah.
I
have
my day starting late. I got to be worked late.
Nah, I have a real job.
Car service be outside. Car service got to wait.
I wake up early for tick. I get up at 6:45 for work. Right? I work at 8:30. I've put my alarm on at 6 and be like, oh, wow, I didn't mean for it to go off, but, you know. And I do the, like, booty press.
Yep.
Yeah. Just
did that work with you? Because you didn't really got a lot of ass.
Yeah, it does. Oh. I got good pussy, so it compensates.
Boom. Fair.
Warm.
Boom.
Fat bitch pussy.
Just saying.
It's warm.
Nah,
it's
I'm like not selling my last sex tape. Cause I got a girlfriend, so I don't want.
One of the things y'all do on your show, we do kink of the week, right? Like where we tell people about a new kink, but y'all do a TI word of the day. What is that? What is that shit? Tell us.
No,
so the TI word day comes because like me and Matt will be talking, and because we have to speak in like different arenas,
we are very verbose.
Right. See, and there goes the TI word of the day: verbose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
Sounded like you did 48 months.
We noticed that in conversation, we'd be like, oh shit, like, why, nigga, why are you, it's 10 o'clock, why did you just use that word just now? Like, it's a
pulling out $50
word for no reason. So we just was like, niggas, you TI.
What was one of the last TI words today y'all did?
Man.
It was me, wasn't it?
I think it was you. I forgot. We got
it was towards the end of the episode.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck.
I liked it though. TI do use some big words.
He do.
When he said boot licking, I was like, oh.
Boot licking? Yo, see, that's
he just threw it. It's a
Florida,
word you don't hear about.
You gotta throw Florida out, son.
It's true.
Why?
You gotta throw Florida out.
It wasn't, that's not a big word.
First it's flued out, then it's boot licking. Boot licking? You wasn't impressed by boot licked?
It's a verb that we don't use a lot.
Shout out to Young Miami.
No, fuck
I love
that. Did you see how she tried to save herself?
Nah, it wasn't
joke?
No saving herself.
Nah, she tried
she
to save herself.
Nah, it was fire.
She tried
the
to save
herself.
The
way she fixed that shit was fire.
She tried and it
my shorty
failed.
Was like, first
she
of
said,
all.
She said, there's a difference between flued out and flown out. When you flued out, that's like
you're a bad,
when
you're
a bad bitch. But when you flown out, that's
you're a proper bitch.
That's that enjoy.
You, that's, she said that's a proper
love
bitch.
Joy.
Did y'all hear? We're talking about City Girls, by the way. What's her name?
Shout out to Young Miami.
Not JT, Young Miami.
Free
did
JT.
Y'all hear what she said? She lost her virginity at 13 in the third grade.
No. So I listened back to it a couple times. I feel like
she said 15 in the fifth.
She lost her virginity at 13. But she met the nigga she lost her virginity to in the fifth grade. She said we were in the fifth grade. Like, they met in the fifth grade. And she fucked him at 13. 13 is middle school.
It's also Florida, so I can see if 13 years old in fifth grade.
Don't do this. Well,
y'all may be the smartest women I've met from Florida. Young Miami, she always got a special place in my heart. You know what I mean? When we was out in, what was that, the BET Awards?
Yes,
you know, she came on I'll Apologize Later, had a nice gave a nice little foot massage.
Do a lot of like cuts and edits because
I gave it a foot massage.
Did you slow down your talking for her?
Nah, I looked her dead in her eyes and talked a lot with my tongue while I was massaging her feet.
Okay,
but that was before I had a girlfriend.
Yeah. This is old mouse.
Didn't we call your last girlfriend on air?
Wasn't my girlfriend.
Is this a
Let's
girlfriend?
Call this one. I just want to ask her if.
Because that last girlfriend we called was like, nah, nigga, you in the doghouse.
Damn.
That wasn't
damn,
my
son.
Damn, son, where'd you find that?
Yo, oh, Matt, can we call morning sex?
No, you can't.
Bro, stop improvising. See, this is why we need to stick to the script. So, anyways, guys,
I want to stick to the script, bitch. I want to know.
Yo, no, me, you got to talk, man.
That's fine. I don't give a rat's ass.
Now, a few weeks ago, y'all posted on y'all little page or whatever. Oh, who y'all want to see come back? In an overwhelming amount of people.
Talk your shit, Mouse.
Mouse Jones. They ain't say
Mouse Jones.
They ain't say the white. They ain't say no white people.
Mouse Jones.
They said
Mouse Jones.
They said that, and then they was like, "Oh, we also want to see Wax. Wax and Mouse need an episode."
Yeah,
Wax
but guess what? Is this nigga Wax?
Can I talk?
Wow.
Can I talk, please? Can I talk on this podcast?
Talk. Dead,
I thought the podcast was for talking.
Apparently, he thinks this is the clubhouse.
No, it's a place where people have conversation, right?
It is.
And if you have a bone to pick, why would you not speak to the person?
There's no bone to pick.
I have the bone.
What's your bone, nigga?
I'm trying to pick it.
Go ahead and pick your bone.
So
with me. Go ahead.
All right.
On my show.
Okay.
Yes. Let's go.
All right. You ready?
Yes.
I love it.
Okay. Now, like I was saying,
I love it.
They said my name. Overwhelmed. It was like 50, 60. It got to the hundreds.
Go
count
ahead.
It back.
Go ahead.
Run the numbers back. This is not a Florida election. The numbers are real.
Wow.
Go, nigga, go.
Now, God, I seen damn. That. Then they also wanted to see an episode with me and my brother Wax. Shout out to Wax.
Shout out to Wax.
So we like, I bet Wax and me. I'm like, oh, let's do it. We had Weezy. We like, Weezy, yo, make that shit happen. She was like, all right, I'm going to talk to me and see what happened.
Mm-hmm.
the scoff. Mm-hmm. I'm
waiting to see where
the caucasity in you to address on the timeline that you would believe that caucasity. That might be another TI word.
Oh Jesus.
The fact that you said, ma'am, can you focus on me? Can you focus on me?
Me.
Now you said on the timeline in front of the world to see. Ooh. You was like from the page. You was like, I don't think that conversation would be productive. It would be unproductive.
With what
you said, you didn't say that though. You made it sound like me and Wack, like I would be
the ignorance? Absolutely.
Where's the ignorance? Oh, because geez. We differ
absolutely.
In opinion?
Absolutely, I'm not going to lie. No, that's fine that y'all have your
opinion.
No,
you and I could differ in opinion and
that's
it would
fine.
Be...
But guess what? Uh-huh. There was a great episode on the Clubhouse with Weezy, you and Matt, and Wax. So if anyone wants to hear that conversation, they can go right on over to He-Man Woman Haters Club and listen. But me on my show... No.
I thought y'all have a show. Isn't that collaborative?
Yeah, it is. And so when I say I'm enjoying Mac here, let's have a conversation and do what we're doing with you and Mac because reason to be bringing up Wax right now because guess what?
Yeah,
He's not here. And you picked it and I heard you, but there won't be a Mouse and Wax episode. Thank you.
Oh, Lord.
So.
Weezy, you don't get no saying? Never mind.
That's fine.
I ain't gonna start.
I'm
not shitless from Flagrant still. So I'm just.
Listen, Weezy is a bully, and that bully should just don't be working over.
Why am I a bully?
I didn't mean Weezy. I'm so sorry. Y'all have one.
I'm never.
Get me mixed
here
up.
We go.
Mandy, you a bully.
But I'm not even a bully. I'm sitting here trying to make my show go and us go with the great outline that we have for y'all. And you want to say,
I would be fake if I wasn't. I would be fake if I didn't address it because I felt the way.
That's fine.
I did say
that it probably would because we got a ton of feedback when Wax came on the show that it didn't fit a lot of our listeners. While he is funny, he is great, the ignorance levels of what was spewed and when people listen to us to be educated, I don't feel like that helps.
Okay, hold on. I don't want to shit on Wax.
No, Wax is great. I talk to Wax. I have Wax's number.
I know.
And
Wax
he's
is
funny.
Fun.
I just
he's
said he's funny.
To me, we didn't bring him on to be a doctor or an educator. Okay.
Right.
So, like,
of course not.
We know what we're getting. We know this nigga stupid too. We knew what this was going to be.
We mean two. We mean two. That was too old?
Stop.
Oh, too old?
Yeah, it was. Stop.
Jesus Christ.
It's fine.
Oh, okay. I see what's happening. You trying not to get kicked off the show. Okay, that's what's going on.
Please.
Mandy, you got to kick your ass off the show.
Don't fuck with me.
Ding, ding. All right, my bad.
We are both members on that shit. Bank account
50-50. Anyways, we're going to go ahead and get into our kick of the week. My God.
That was fun, though.
My God.
I ain't going to lie. I like seeing you get chewed out, bitch.
Jesus.
He's not chewing me out.
I was happy with the
chew. Don't play yourself.
First off, you did not the fuck chew me out. You picked your little bone, said you hurt, your feelings was hurt. And we got past
it's all right. Sometimes you can lose. Sometimes you can win.
Cool. I was just excited.
That's cool that your feelings was hurt. Anyways, we're going to go ahead and get into our kink of the week. And every week what we do is we bring up a kink where we try to educate.
It ain't been this tense since the therapy was in this bitch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
Might need a back. Some things are left unpacked, ma'am.
How am I getting through this? I really don't.
Go ahead.
Jesus Christ. I'm already mad because y'all was over an hour late, so let me get to this.
Come on. You know we love you. Stop it.
All right. No more DM sliding. but the kink of the week for this.
Wait, wait. Hold on.
Hey, we chill.
First of all.
What?
I'm just fucking with you guys.
I know, right?
Oh, y'all fucking? I ain't know. I'm sorry. I didn't know
what. Whoa. Jesus Christ.
There goes the alley
Jesus
with the marble shit now.
Jesus Christ.
Listen.
Add shit for the next therapy episode. Just keep it going. Just keep on adding shit that this therapist got to unpack with y'all fucking asses.
Now,
go ahead.
You implied that she was fucking with him.
No, when you said that, how did that make you feel?
Yo, shut up.
I was so pissed off, you know what I'm saying?
Shut up. Anyways, we're going to get into the kink of the week. The kink of the week for this week, guys. Is enditophilia, there's a word. There's a TI word of the day.
Jesus.
It's enditophilia. It is clothed sex. So the affinity for sex while fully or partially clothed. You can enjoy this kink while lifting your skirt or dress so your man penetrates you. Pushing underwear to the side can also be a form of this fetish.
Okay.
Also fucking through boxers.
Oh, so what is it called?
Enditophilia.
I've been doing that.
I was about to say,
I've been doing that shit. And now I feel like I've been being kink shamed all these years because I was doing that shit.
But do you do it because you enjoy the feeling of the boxers?
Nah,
why do guys fuck with boxers on?
Because I got shit to do. It's like a second form of protection.
It's like
I keep my feelings enclosed.
Oh, my
wait,
Jesus.
Get the fuck.
Oh my God.
Why do guys fuck with boxers outside of you being in a rush? Because you're in a rush. Why do you fuck with boxers on? Because
a lot of times, the only time I would really have sex with boxers on, honestly, is because the opportunity to get caught doing something. So you got to be able to.
Do you put your dick through the hole or you pull it down?
No, dick through the hole.
But do all boxers have holes?
The ones I wear. Shout out to Haynes.
I've been turned on by Haynes. Like when I have like my panties like to the side and like a dick goes in and then they try to take them off. I'm like, nah, leave that shit.
I don't even wear panties, so
I like that shit.
I don't have panties to pull to the side.
You don't wear panties at all?
Ever.
Okay, can we talk about pH balance?
Oh no, my pH is cool. My pH balance is cool. My pussy be breathing.
Give me the stick.
I let my pussy breathe.
You didn't bring the pH stick? You didn't bring the stick?
I didn't bring it. Hold on, wait.
What?
I'm gonna check you.
Never?
I don't have panties on now. No.
But what about with jeans?
You ain't got panties on right now? Show Mac Wiles right now.
Shut the fuck up.
Show Mac Wiles right now.
Why did he say the full name?
Right. Why he had to give you first name, last name? Chill. Nah. Shit.
From the Adele video?
You talking about Michael Lee? You talking about little Michael Lee?
Yeah. That's him.
The one that shot Snoop.
Yeah, that's him. That's
a good girl.
You look good, girl.
I hate y'all. Nah, but I mean, I don't know. So I don't really ever have anything to pull off. And I don't like fucking with clothes at all. Like,
so, like,
have
you ever
wait, what about lingerie?
Normally they tear that off. Like, I only wear it to look pretty. I don't ever fucking lingerie.
Have you ever heard like complaint? Like bitch, there was lint in the pussy.
No, because
if you ain't wearing no panties.
Well, okay, when I wear leggings without panties, like in a wipe, I see like a little.
Thank you.
The black lint, but I mean, I'm not fucking straight. Like, I mean, I've never had an issue. No, never, ever, ever, ever.
Okay.
I never really freeball like that because I don't want to feel the like the rubbing in my jeans.
No, and I mean, I don't know. I just don't have a problem. I don't know.
And I
don't
need cotton panties. Because that...
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, in certain panties that I have worn, it agitates me more to wear midday. Anytime
I'm
I do
already,
wear panties, I take my panties off midday.
I'm already annoyed at having
I be taking my panties off.
Having a pussy?
Jesus Christ. Having a pussy is so annoying.
Yo, having a pussy is
so
mad
much,
fucking work.
You got to keep it not pregnant.
To having a vagina?
Nah, it's
just
a ton of work.
You know who takes care of their pussy very well? Legendary Hoes. Which is our horrible decision. I want to get into this with y'all.
Good job.
I was going to.
Great one.
Look at you. You learning.
Jeez, I like that.
Okay, 2 years later.
I guess you're trying to keep your spot.
Like, I ain't
Keep your spot. Weezy, don't lie.
Who is he? Did we sign up for this? Who is he? Holy fuck. Get him out of here.
Fucking ignorance.
So the girl that I had period sex with actually came up with this.
Whoa.
You really bringing this nasty shit up again?
I don't have a name for it.
She's having it smell like corn.
So we'll just call her Flo.
We'll call her Flo. Auntie.
Pussy was good.
Flo.
I believe it.
Anyway, so me and her were in the car, and we started talking about Cardi B. And she said, do you think she's legendary? Like, you think she's a legendary hoe? And I'm like, nah.
Hoes don't get cold.
But
that's all her, bro.
She ain't a legendary. That doesn't mean she's legendary. And she's
y'all
not
even
list.
Really hoes.
So what is the criteria? Well,
so here's
of
what the, here's
hoes.
The names I have.
She made
and then
a
I
list.
Want y'all to jump in and
she made
like
a
after
list.
I'm done with this list and you tell me who I've missed or who shouldn't be on this list.
I see one you missed. Okay, so go ahead with the list.
So I've got Lil' Kim, Mary Magdalene, Malaya, the stripper, Drake's chick, right?
I don't think she should be on there.
You let her go through the
list. Anna
she
Nicole
said,
Smith.
Jump in if you think.
She said
I said
us.
When it's over.
She told us when it's over.
All right, I'm going to listen.
Anna Nicole Smith.
Okay.
Amber Rose.
Okay.
Tip from Miami.
No, I don't. I wouldn't put her on there either.
Y'all wildin'.
She said at the end.
Ali Yeo. They don't know her.
Actually, I do. I have Google.
I'm with Ali.
Very much. And I have MySpace. Thank you very much.
Oh,
right?
MySpace.
Ali is legendary for that fucking
MySpace.
Putting that shit on a blog.
You're right. MySpace.
Jenna Jameson.
She's a porn star. You can't count her.
No,
man. She's the
host.
First one who ever like directed and did. Nah.
Porn stars are hoes.
I can't act like we can't put her in a lane.
Okay.
And Corinne Steffens.
Corinne Steffens.
You left out.
Shouldn't be in there?
She should. She's
definitely. She's the
list.
She's
the
absolute
that's
legendary.
That's the bar.
Right. Who shouldn't be in that list?
I don't think Malaya should be on there.
Malaya
should not be on there. Just because she's a stripper, she's held. You don't know
Malaya
her to be a hoe.
Malaya earned her spot. I don't know her to be a hoe.
That's what I'm saying.
She's
I don't
definitely
know legendary
sexy.
Status.
I went for her as a legendary
Drake.
Hoe.
She was
Drake.
Fucking Ross. She was fucking...
Right?
She was fucking some other rapper. Like,
that's
nah,
saying, I don't know if it's, that's what I'm saying.
And but she's made a lot of comments about being one of the status. Bigger, thicker, like the first, the like thing. Out there, big.
Hold on, that's what I'm saying. You got to make. Hold on, we're really talking about legendary status.
He makes a great hoe. Point. What okay, is her legendary true. Hoe moment?
Good point.
She has legendary hoe.
I think her body type for me. I've heard her talk about it and stuff. So I thought her body type being the first like super thick, well known stripper.
No,
no.
Then who is? Then who is?
All those strippers are hoes.
Who is a thicker, more well known?
I'm saying if we're talking about legendary.
Buffy the body for
Buffy
sure.
The body.
Buffy the body. I thought she was a video girl. She was a stripper
that's,
too.
That's porn.
I didn't know she was a stripper. Okay.
Listen, she was on Uncut. That's porn.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I know I used it when I was a kid.
There's two girls in my mind that you left off of there.
Okay.
I would say Drea. Cause she used the name who
deleted.
She fucked.
It got deleted.
200%. She claims
she
it, got deleted.
It got deleted.
It got deleted.
But it's she's a legendary hoe because she's one to me who turned
the money
into a fucking.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Hold on. So I'm.
And my, she still
my
got
question.
Wiped.
My question is: when we talk about legendary hoes, are we talking about hoes who do legendary things, or somebody who has reached legendary hoe status?
Listen. For example, status. Right? Legendary there's bitches out there stripping every day, but are they as well known as
Malaya knows them.
Or right. Black China? Actually, I forgot about her.
You definitely forgot about her. Yes. She
on everything. Now, no, she's nowhere near Corinne Stephens.
Nowhere.
She's, okay, well, I think Corinne Stephens fucked
but
Eddie
Winslow. Real quick,
she got Tyga money for life and fucking Kardashian money for life.
Yeah, Black China's above Superhead.
No, you're wild.
Well, she didn't write a book.
No, she didn't give a 2-hour. She didn't give a head for 4 hours to
First
her nosebleed.
She was fucking Drake.
She really did.
And then ended up getting cuffed by Tyga, who was in the same fucking crew, had
it's
his
Tyga,
baby,
though.
But then
she
went and fucked
she got
her baby's friend, stepbrother's sister.
No, what
brother,
it was.
And so what? There's legendary. She ain't got a legendary. Now she's making bleach
and cream and look, that's what I'm saying. Legos. She definitely is legendary. She got her stripes. To put her up against Corinne Stephens.
That's come on. Corinne Stephens is the number one seed.
I agree with you. She's
the
fucking
that's the number one seed. She's y'all from my y'all from Florida.
Michael
she's
Jordan
the U.
She's the U, bro.
She's the U.
Can I be honest? This is where I'm looking at it. So if we sit here and compare Superhead to Black China, if we're doing that.
Yes.
I'm looking at legendary the same way I brought up Drea to motherfucking
like
coins.
But how did Corinne not make coins? She
Corinne
was a hoeing
money.
From her
she,
book,
didn't she sell that
but
video?
But now
where
she's at?
The video.
But her money
the
now,
three
the,
books.
I don't know if her money now is
nah,
even touching.
We
don't know.
You can't
count.
Hold on,
that's
coin.
That's, but that's
it's
just
not
coin.
Necessarily what they make now or what they have now.
Jesus.
Have y'all ever fucked like in the same
room? No, we've never fucked.
Wow.
Why does everybody
ever.
Think that?
We've never fucked.
Yo, that's
the tensions.
Yeah, y'all should probably fuck on the podcast.
It's palpable.
Now, on my podcast, The Clubhouse, if y'all listen to episode one, you know I discussed podcast porn.
Yeah.
It's something I'm looking
y'all.
To get into.
I heard y'all.
I caught it up after you was messy.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I'm trying to get
and
into that.
And I was
that.
Snoozing.
Yeah,
are you trying to shoot something?
That.
I mean, I'm a great director. If you
No,
I mean,
we just want to hear you moan. I just want to hear Mac Wiles moan.
No.
No, you don't moan? Wait, are you quiet during fucking?
I might.
Hold on. Are you a talker?
My lawyer said I can't speak. I'm sorry. My lawyer said.
Are you going to shut your ass up?
Talking about that. That's not what we're here to talk about.
Listen. Just tell me this. Do you formulate sentences or you just answer the questions? Do you be like yes or no or do you be like that pussy's blah, blah, blah?
My lawyer said I have plead the fifth. I have to plead the fifth.
You're
I'm
acting
sorry.
Like a real
we
bottom right
never.
Now. That's what the fuck you're acting
don't,
like.
Don't do that.
You're acting
to
like
me.
A real fucking
don't
bottom.
Don't run to that one, nigga. Don't just say yeah. Laugh it off. Yeah. Laugh it off.
That pussy got some power. Stop.
Laugh it off. Laugh it off. Laugh it off.
All right.
We got white people money to make. Laugh that shit off. Laugh that shit off.
Woo!
You heard me on Brittany. I was talking about fucking Will Chamberlain. You don't fucking fight the. Don't fight the pussy.
Yeah.
Don't fight the pussy. You're gonna lose some checks.
Okay. So back on track. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get off of Corinne Stephens. The other person that I feel like you left out of there, and of course I'm looking at coins, is Evelyn Lozada from Basketball Wives. Nigga, she fucked her entire lifestyle, bro.
Oh, so everybody in this room is saying no.
No.
Nah. That's not a hoe. She was fucking with intention.
Hold on, there's a difference.
She was in a whole relationship.
There's a difference between.
But this is my thing. Hoes fuck with intentions.
No, I feel
she
you.
She fucks with intention.
But she had relationships
like,
with these.
Look, there's
because
a difference
of
between,
who they are and their money.
There's a difference between fucking, there's a difference between, I guess, being a hoe and mm-hmm. being a finesser.
She's that's, a good
she's
finesser.
That's a clean-ass finesse.
I feel like all, I system. Think hoes finesse.
No.
Hoes can
finesse. They can finesse. It's not
but usually
exclusive.
They don't.
But I wouldn't think of her as legendary.
That's what
not
saying.
A hoe. And if she is a hoe,
I think even Drea, if we do call her a hoe,
yes,
it's not legendary. Drea, I'll give you.
Drea,
but
I have,
but
to,
I have to take it back because it got deleted. She's the only woman whose wholeness
so
got deleted.
So, can you guys do you guys believe that a wholeness can be deleted?
You have to move to Atlanta.
Wow. Now, you know who's my favorite hoe on this list? Because I love that show. Fucking Anna Nicole Smith, bro.
Oh, yeah, Anna Nicole. She
was
obsessed.
What was she? To me, She finessed the old man out of her money. She was doing porn, playboy, she was a hoe.
She just came back to that old man.
She was hot at whole show. She was a hoe.
That was the legend. Like, that was the pinnacle of wholeness. It was on some, like, I've been such a hoe my entire life. Now, I'm going to show you how much I'm a hoe. And finessed.
She wheeled
I'm going to show you how to do this, hoe.
Till he died. And, I mean, she collected all them coins.
Collected.
Listen, here's the thing.
Came up.
Who else was going to get it?
Somebody was going to get it.
It's because I like black
guys. It would have went to Libby.
Listen, if you know you had to get married to a man on an oxygen tank for what, 90 days, you not going to do it?
They was only married for 90 days?
Let me see how long.
Would you suck a nigga's dick on his oxygen tank, like in a wheelchair?
Would you suck a dying nigga dick?
Would you suck a dying nigga dick?
A D&D?
Would you?
For like a good deed?
Are we doing 48,000?
Wait. Hold on, wait. Yes, for a good deed. This is a dying declaration.
I can do it.
Weezy, you know technically we're dying every day.
Yes.
Oh, my
God. Hold on, listen. I'm just saying.
And technically, Weezy, you owe me.
Oh.
You owe dumb.
Talk about it.
Bro, it's interest.
Let's talk about it.
It's interest.
I feel like there's interest.
There's interest.
We talked about this on the podcast.
Interest has
a crew. And she's fucking black guys now.
Interest has a crew.
What's your girlfriend look like?
No, you can't have
it. She like threesomes.
Well, then this ain't worth it.
Jesus. You got to hold that off till we break up.
Jesus Christ.
I will say this. Like, if I knew that someone, and I think it came from doing that episode with the disabled girl, right, and finding out that, like, people, like, that can't use their hands get jerked off. Like, somebody has to volunteer for that. I would do that for someone that, like, needed to come before they die.
Nah.
Wow. Oh, Lord, how you can... You find a way to jerk off.
What is this, the Make-A-Wish porn
version? Yeah, it is. Like, yes. This is...
That was actually a classic
horrible
line.
Decision.
So, I had this girl that was in a wheelchair on. She was fully able and, like, functional.
Yeah.
But we Googled...
That we talked about it already. Yeah, they lifted her up.
How'd she get
off
in?
The stairs.
They lifted her up.
Okay, good people.
Yeah. She was
really
fun. She was and beautiful. So she is not as more able-bodied than other people. But I read something that said that for people with no hands or that don't really have motor skills, there's a volunteer service where you
Lord.
Can help them masturbate.
That's, wow!
But you can't pay for it because it's illegal.
I was about to say, do you get paid for it? So you're a volunteer.
Now I'm saying, depending on what he looked like,
nah, bro,
I'll do a pity jerk. Why not?
A pity
I'm
jerk.
I'm cutting my hands off. I'm cutting my hands off like tomorrow.
You better cut them off.
I got Charlie hose.
So here,
I got Charlie hose right now.
So here's my question to both of y'all, because you said your honies can't be deleted. Would either of y'all wife a hoe?
I probably have.
But with knowing,
yeah, why not?
Like knowingly.
No, I'm joking. First of all, I'm too selective. I've had two relationships my whole life. I'm in one of them right now.
And then the other one was the girl we called.
You remember when Mouse was saying she got to have this many bodies and blah blah blah.
Oh, you did say
yeah,
that.
I'm too picky. Yeah.
So you don't want a girl who's what if she's just experienced and makes you come like really well?
Here goes the thing. For my own personal reasons, it's going to be very hard for me to deal with a woman that got a lot of bodies or more than I would like. This is me saying my preference.
What's
more
the number?
Than I would
Do you
like.
Have a number?
How old? If 35, 35.
30 years old. 30.
30 and under 30. 10 is too much for me. Once you hit that 32, 33. Once you hit that 32, 33.
Ten in one state.
I'm talking about
ten in the city.
Mandy, come on.
I'm also talking about wife in here. Like you feel what I'm talking. I'm talking about wife.
Right, but you're not gonna know her body's in Florida if she now living in New York. Yeah, if she got.
If first of all, she's from Florida.
I'm about to say her homeless don't be deleted because she out of the state lines.
Only
yeah,
if she moved.
That's
from
like saying
state.
If you use a condom, it don't count.
Only if she moved from another state to Atlanta.
Okay.
If she moved from Atlanta to another state. You can't delete it.
Why does it go away till when in Atlanta?
Because
he's just trying to be funny.
Atlanta, the Bermuda Triangle.
No, it ain't. Oh. It is not the Bermuda Triangle.
I like that.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
I mean, friends, you got that. You go on Facebook right now. You go see. Yeah, I used to live in Atlanta.
Thinking,
see,
I moved to Atlanta.
And I bet you that. How fast did you recalibrate that odometer?
Oh, I recalibrated when I moved to New York. I became a new person here.
Wow.
I didn't recalibrate.
I lived from Orlando
lived
to Atlanta to Miami.
I didn't recalibrate.
Did you live in Atlanta though?
No, but I'm saying like for
she recalibrated when she started dealing with white guys. Now she's back to black guys. So she's back.
You didn't have to recalibrate when you dealt with white guys. White guys love hoes.
They do.
White guys don't have no type of...
Is that a thing? You think?
They don't give a
fuck. They don't give a fuck.
Yo, they really don't.
Yo, they touch each other's dick.
So why do black guys care so much? Why?
Because
he's not about to embarrass us in his motherfucking social media
because
age.
Because we have toxic masculinity.
That's
issues.
Exactly. Wow. Thank you.
First of all, white guys have toxic masculinity as well. It's just different.
But
give me a second. It is just as prevalent. Just as dangerous as it is in the black community. It's just shown differently. They'll hate
y'all
gay
show
people
up with your dicks now.
They'll hate gay people. They will hate. They'll be transphobic. They'll be homophobic. All of that.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll punch each other in the dick. They'll grab each other's dick because this is my friend. I'm laughing. I'm joking.
I'll give you that.
But they'll still hate and want to kill and commit hate crimes against trans people, gay people, niggas. We don't play none of that game.
Don't pander, bro.
We be like, yo, pause.
You pandering right
now.
No,
I'm saying toxic masculinity exists in both. I'm just saying it's not more dangerous in either community.
I think it's more dangerous than blacks.
That's bullshit.
I would.
Look at Moonlight, man.
I can't even say that.
What do you mean? Look at Moonlight. What do you mean?
I love Moonlight,
look at Boys Don't Cry.
Okay. Fair.
Come on, boy. She did not think that was coming. We were about to say boys don't cry on this podcast.
All right,
I feel like we are in a frat house right now.
Jesus fucking
Christ. First of all, I would never be in no frat house.
You seem very fratish.
I'm just making a great point. I would never join no frat, especially not no black frat that let white people in.
Wow.
I can't on that one.
I'm thinking of that.
I don't know who y'all talking about.
Wow.
We talking about the white cap as we know.
We talking about the two white people we've had on this podcast.
Y'all had white people on this podcast?
Two.
That are in black Greek organizations?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. I could never. he grabbed the pearls. I could never.
Yo, how do y'all feel about
and none of them could beat me.
How do y'all feel
so
about Stormy? Oh, Jesus Christ. Stormy
now,
Daniels.
You
now
not,
what?
You're not finna
now
do
what?
You're not finna do that.
Neither one.
We not. Just like she couldn't, we not with you either.
She couldn't.
Oh, Lord.
We're like saying, coming for y'all. You can't come for
the show. Right, she can't come for me. She attacked me. And try to kick you off on the show.
Yo, get the... Why?
You know what? You are pig and slob. Nigga, every time me and Mandy,
I can't.
You a pig and slob.
Somebody done shook the
Let
table.
Let it be a solo episode. He's like, damn, what they going through?
I'll be on that episode like, that sound like tension? Let me exploit this on the timeline.
Such a jerk.
Hey, but in real life, y'all know I love these two half of black women.
All right, bro.
Don't do that. We are black women. We are black women.
As one.
No, we are black women.
Together, they
are
one.
Right now, y'all are one black woman.
Together, they're one full Nubian nugget.
Yeah, it's like Captain Planet.
Wow. Wow.
He's our hero.
Sister soldier. Yo,
sister soldier. You are a dickhead.
Speaking of sister soldier, I just thought about
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so.
Thank God after this episode, we will have
thank
Zane.
God a really good
Oh, you have Zane coming?
We're interviewing
we're
Zane.
We're flying
in Atlanta.
You going to be in Atlanta next weekend, right?
Yeah,
you coming to Zozo Talk?
Yeah, I'm coming to Zozo Talk, yeah. You want you try? Cause you be bullshit.
No,
boy.
Next
I'm
weekend
going.
Is next
definitely
weekend,
be bullshit.
It's our Basel.
What day?
Our Basel is
it's
next
not on the 8th.
It is. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
That's the exact weekend of our
I'm
Basel.
I'm working all Basel, so I gotta go.
Oh, so okay. We won't see you.
Wow, sis.
Oh, now she's sick.
Well, cause we black.
Doing?
Oh, but 5 seconds.
I meant cisgender.
Yo, how do y'all feel about Stormy Daniels being considered legendary hoe?
I don't.
I'm not talking about no, she's a porn star.
Well,
yeah, she is. You just said a porn star.
Ain't that a
baby? One that's ever called out a politician.
Ain't that a baby?
Stormy Daniels is who fucked Trump.
No.
She was
one
of the first
Trump.
That went out against...
Oh, I thought they talking about... I thought y'all was talking about the baby, son. I was about to wild out. I was about to leave.
Baby? Oh, Travis Scott.
I thought y'all was talking about Travis Scott, baby.
Bro.
Jesus Christ.
I was about to
You gotta learn your porn stars, bro.
I was... Nah, so all my kids, you know I don't play like that.
Or just learn to listen.
You she said Stormy Daniels. I heard Stormy.
She was getting there. She was getting there with the Trump thing.
Go ahead. Talk about it.
So Stormy Daniels, right? First we don't think legendary just because like, okay, why? But she came out against an NDA, I mean, to speak out against someone that's
You know how big a hoe you got to be to say fuck getting sued?
Yeah.
fuck litigation. Fuck this money.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
First of all, I ain't going to hold
Which is kind
of
some legendary shit because I'm sure mad bitches have signed
NDAs. Nah, it ain't legendary because it was low hanging fruit. It was this nigga. You feel what I'm saying? It wasn't like you was going
to... I'll say this.
There's low-hanging fruit.
He's saying because everybody
hold
hates
on,
him. It's easy to do that.
I'll say this.
Trump is a billionaire.
I'll say this. She's a hoe. And what she did... sorry. We have to start with that.
She's a hoe.
And what she did, even though, like you said, it's low-hanging fruit, she alley-ooped it at such a perfect time mm-hmm. that it just she just got a good slide into legendary hoe status. She's not the top legendary hoe by any means, but
she could
because
be
she did what she did. I have to give her consideration. It's like the niggas, it's like the niggas who play ball.
Right.
Like,
I'll hear it.
They play for the team. Right. They got a ring, but they was on the bench the whole season. You know what I mean?
I just feel like she's legendary. Now, Lil' Kim. Y'all remember when they had that rumor about her swallowing so much cum they had to pump it out? Why do we believe that?
I don't know why we believe that.
Because Lil' Kim.
First off, it's not. But I will say, wouldn't you consider maybe Faith Evans more of a hoe than Lil' Kim?
Yo, Faith Evans.
She's the legendary, bro.
Yo,
she's
that me
legendary.
Up, son.
Oh,
that me
up, son.
You might have to come on the clubhouse for that.
Faith, that
yo, Biggie
funny.
Said, yo, Biggie straight up said on Brooklyn Finest, yeah, if Faith have twins,
she'll probably have two Pacs. Get it? Two Pacs.
Thank you.
And then we're looking at her now. Married all the bad boys.
And then, and now she went fucking
She married all the fire niggas off of bad boys.
Yeah, now she was TV.
You know Baby from Orlando? That used to date Ada?
Oh, yeah.
That's his cousin.
Y'all doing, come on, y'all.
They put the fucking way?
Y'all.
I just meant Tim Firm is real. I didn't think it was real.
Wait, pause. These motherfuckers been dapping the whole time. Say, do you remember?
No, y'all like, no, because you isolated. I'm trying to help y'all out. Y'all isolating the audience. All right, cool.
We not even playing shit, y'all. We got this. First off, we've been doing this for about 2 years. We got this.
Now it's we, right? You know, do your thing.
Now it's we, right? Funny
French.
How that works.
Mad French.
But it was just me, my show, bitch, nigga. But now it's Weezy, right? And Weezy, look at your dumb ass. You're going with it. Look at you.
What is wrong with this nigga?
Can I tell you, Mandy does her spice out loud, and I do mine via text.
Oh,
when
Lord.
Me and Mandy argue, I'm like an exploder. I blow her phone up and I text her like crazy.
Sounds good. But
here,
right now,
I just be like, oh no, I'm gonna shut up.
Sis.
And then tomorrow,
and I'm
gonna be like,
I'm not always here to defend you.
What is wrong with you? Don't nobody be dragging shit.
You didn't drag, sis?
Not at all.
Wow. When?
You know, now you're defending yourself.
I mean, I dragged you when we first fought.
Huh?
Bitch, please.
Your ponytail was everywhere.
Let me tell you, Mandy, because the ponytail cut off, you couldn't win today. You couldn't win today.
I got money on Weezy right now. I got money on Weezy.
I got 20. I got 20.
I got money on Weezy.
I got 50 on Weezy.
Yo, you not gonna keep calling my front pussy. You not gonna keep calling my front pussy, sis.
That's fine.
Nah, sis,
that's
nah. On some real shit.
That's fine. I'm used to taking niggas' money. That's fine.
Listen, you know what we should do? We have a friend that has a GoFundMe. We should fight for that shit.
Let's do it. Because you dead not gonna keep trying, sis.
I'll let you know right now, if we do Patreon and you wanna be embarrassed, that's fine.
Girl, please.
That's fine.
Mandy, you don't know when my hands have turned into money.
Talk about it.
We got the bag.
We can do it.
I will say, I'm gonna go ahead and make sure this show keeps going. But as we know,
Weezy
is the comedian out of the two of us. Girl, I'll go ahead and let her get her jokes off.
Mandy, I'm in the gym too much a week.
That's
not
fine.
Have these hands
that's
and last
fine.
Long
oh, man.
Rounds.
Oh,
bitch.
That's
bam,
fine.
Bam,
that's
bam,
fine.
Bam.
And I've been fighting bam. Since.
And Creed 2 came out.
That high school fight can't beat me now.
You know she look like Tessa Thompson a little bit.
I can't deal with you.
This is going to be the point that people. Stop listening to us. So
that's
in order
lie.
For
nah.
us to keep
that's
our
lie.
We
just
got
to
have an oil fight.
Sorry, I don't know what your listeners are, but our listeners have jobs. So I want them to be able to hear us while they're sitting
first
at their
desk. We don't have barbs for listeners. Our listeners are not barbs. Our listeners got jobs too. They just work in creative spaces.
Why do the barbs seem so bummy though?
Because they always got mad time and
it's
never equal out.
It's just like the weirdest fandom.
Like, yo, the barbs came at me for 2 weeks straight.
What'd you
all
do?
Day, every day.
Talk shit. That's all he does is talk shit.
They're about to come at you again.
They're about to come at me again. Yeah. I know.
All he does is talk shit.
First of all, I looked at the average. I'm like, bitch, you're 13. It's a broad spectrum. It's like, bitch, you're 13. And another one, I'm like, bitch, you're definitely 36. But y'all on the timeline at the same exact time? None of y'all have jobs. And y'all got all this energy and couldn't get sister number one.
Ooh.
Y'all had one job,
listen,
sis.
Listen, what he say on the breakfast show? Talk about the number two.
No, ain't no wrong number two.
It's not.
But it's not number one.
Would y'all get number two'd on?
What?
48,000 in 2 years in jail.
Give me 48,000.
Me too.
You'll take 48,000 for some shit?
Let me tell y'all. I'll let all y'all shit me before I go to jail for 2 years.
For some shit? Look at Max's face. You not here for it?
You going to jail for 2 years?
I don't know.
I ain't never got a $48,000 check before. He's gotten more than
hard shit.
I've accumulated it, but I ain't never got a $48,000 at once. Like, not legally.
Yeah, okay. Not legally.
I'll do it right now.
You shit on me right now for 48,000?
Yeah.
Come on.
I'd let you shit on me for $48,000.
Oh, can we set that up for the Patreon?
I mean, we can set that up.
500 subscribers and Mouse is going to shit on you? Is that what we're doing?
No, we're going to go higher.
I like it like that.
So it ain't going to be like... It's gonna be a solid.
Plus, we too close to 500. We do like 1,000. I'll do something nasty.
1,000. You gonna be shitting on?
I'm not gonna be shitting on for 1,000. You gotta let me keep the month or the Patreon money. I'm not getting shitted on.
Oh, no, you're not getting.
Maybe like a little golden shower.
50-50, remember? Maybe. Get the fuck out of here.
My Lord,
I'm getting my money.
If I'm getting pissed off.
She talk to you like she can really beat you, but
yo, that's fine. I don't have to Mouse. Talk. So anyways, we're going to go ahead. We're going to get into our home mail for this week.
This was so much spice.
This is ridiculous.
These comments are going to be crazy.
No, they're going to be like, I couldn't listen because they kept talking.
And then y'all niggas are retarded. If you can't listen because people are talking.
You do talk.
You ain't never been to a party.
You talk a whole lot. Now I see why you're doing 5 shows.
We might have to bring Mac back just to be cute and pretty and talk about if he moans or not.
Oh, go ahead. Oh. He ain't gonna answer any of that, but go ahead.
What? He would answer if you got it. If you would.
I ain't gonna say nothing for the rest of the show.
Okay. No, we well,
there's no way.
You scared? You scared?
I'm definitely not scared. I just know Mouse talks way more than
I. So then just tell us, simple question.
Okay.
During sex, are you the person that's formulating sentences, asking questions, or are you saying yes and no most
of
the time?
It depends on the situation.
You look stressed answering this question. This is a really simple question, Matt.
It depends on the situation. No.
Oh, okay.
It depends on the situation.
But are you more of a quiet one, or do you like to talk?
I'm definitely more of a quiet one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Tell me, what's your best asset in bed?
I mean, besides that,
like what's something you do really well? Right, like, you have really good foreplay? Do you eat really good pussy? Are you really good at like?
Well. Extremely well.
Well, yeah, really? How do you know it's extremely well?
I've never gotten no.
Do you make girls? Have you made a girl squirt?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay.
Look.
Absolutely. Splash.
Now I want to ask you. When I came on the Guys Next Door, you said that you were trying to have a threesome by the end of the year.
Yeah.
You eat such good pussy. How is a bitch not recruiting her friends?
That's what I did.
I know girls be wanting me for themselves.
Oh, yep.
Oh, emotional hoes. It me, so.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Like, well, I mean, with 24/7, I've been fucking, he got a threesome 5 years later. So he's one that I really didn't want to share either. And then it was just like, okay.
I really love, but I guess it's because I like pussy a lot more than you, I feel like. I feel like when we first met you, it was you. And now I feel like I'm like way more into vagina.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm not into vagina as much. Yeah. I mean, I'll add it on as an accessory. I mean, I like eating. Like, that's all I like eating. I feel like a girl outside of that is, what else are we doing?
When's the last, can you tell us, like, why a threesome by the end of the year? Why do you want it?
Not by the, I mean, I was literally saying, hopefully, by the end of the year.
Oh, yeah. You got what, 40 days?
Yeah, just about.
That's
just
enough
about.
Time.
32 days.
Yeah, I feel
Art
like that's
Basel?
Enough time.
Listen, exactly. For any ladies that are going to be at Art Basel at Back Wilds.
Talk about it.
Do you read all your DMs?
Not all of them.
So what's the deal? Do you scan for like a good profile pic?
I let them read my DMs.
What about private pages? You opening them shit? Like, are you like writing them back or nah? You need to open.
What's your type? I used to live in Miami. I got a couple girls. Do you have a type?
Like, I really don't have a type.
When you talk to girls?
I don't have a type.
What's the last two bitches you fuck look like?
Are they like, yeah.
All right, y'all are interrogating my client when you should be interviewing.
We actually
client.
Finally trying to get someone else to talk on.
No, I'm just saying,
that's
just,
all.
You, there's a way, you know, there's a way to lead an interview, which I'm sure you would be able to do if you weren't.
Come on, Mouse
suppressed.
Fanning. Mouse Jones, ladies and gentlemen. Mouse Jones.
Listen, we can't have your cute ass on here and bitches not know about your sex.
Because Dustin was quiet. They going to be mad as fuck. Mac ain't talking enough. We've been wanting Mac and Mac ain't talking enough. But it's also because we had someone who talked the whole goddamn time.
Wow.
So while the mic is away from his motherfucking mouth, we going to talk to Mac. Thank you.
Oh, you're Jesus.
You're still talking.
Y'all want to go outside?
I hate him, bro. I can't see it. I ain't like Mouse since like 2010.
Oh, well,
you're the one who wanted him to come on the show.
Yeah, but now nah.
Yo,
I'm the one who wanted
Jazz. Tell us, describe morning sex. Yeah, let's talk about aesthetics. What she look like?
I wanted
skinny, thick, right.
She was skinny.
Ass, little titties. Right. Tell
she's
us
skinny.
What she look like.
She's skinny, small, petite.
I hate it.
Was she black?
Yeah,
she's black.
Oh, okay.
Break? Well, no, black like us or black. Apparently, we're not real black.
Wow. Wow. That's yeah. That's disrespectful.
That's the question.
No, she's actually black.
Okay.
Yo, let me ask you this. Where are you meeting most women? Do you meet women mostly like Instagram, like DMs? Are you going out? Like, where do you find that you're meeting women most?
I think it varies. You know, I think there's women. You meet women everywhere nowadays.
Everywhere.
Literally.
Dicks be hanging from trees.
It's just, shit.
I'm just saying. There's shit mad crazy. Niggas. You could get anything.
Do you ever meet women
them goddamn
at
trees.
Work? Like, do you fuck with chicks in the industry or not really?
I have.
Yeah.
I have before.
What do you feel more comfortable with? So a lot of people talk about, we could say this is almost the Brittany Renner theory of, I like to fuck niggas that are known because they have something to lose.
Why do we call that the Brittany Renner theory?
Because she just recently said this bullshit.
Like, what did she?
So she said because she's known, which I would say I actually agreed when she said that, because she's known with the amount of followers she has, with being known, period, she prefers to deal with men who have some sort of status because they have just as much to lose or more than her.
Like if they leak a nude.
Like dealing
or
with
like that.
A regular person, they like receiving clout by dealing with people who are maybe more popular than mm-hmm. them. And I'm not gonna lie, I won't let a regular nigga video up. Like when I fuck like my regular niggas, you can't record me. I'm not gonna lie. I don't let certain niggas record me.
Jesus
because
Christ.
Of that. I'm not gonna lie. So what?
Would Mouse be able to like what do you like let's what's the no. status we
so,
get?
So yeah, about to say, would you let Mouse record?
No, mixy. He mixy as fuck.
Wow.
But you just said you weren't like regular. You got mixy
yeah,
in your mind.
Yeah, nah, but you're mixy. Like, you know too many people. Like,
nah, I'm mixy.
I'm not gonna lie. Like, if I fucked you, I wouldn't want nobody to know. That's all.
Wow. Big old thing. If I fucked you,
shut
I wouldn't want nobody to know.
That's fine.
I'm gonna tell you why. Let me tell you why
no,
I wouldn't want nobody to know I fucked. It ain't cause you a hoe.
That's fine.
It ain't cause your body count.
Cause now I'm a hoe. Now
cause your old body. Cause your old body. You got a new body. And they acting up. That's why I wouldn't want nobody.
That's why I fucked my niggas who was fucking me while I was fat. That's why I don't want no new niggas anyway.
Nah, that's some real shit.
Nah, I don't give a fuck. I don't want no new niggas in real life.
Hold on, listen.
Give niggas the pussy when you was fat and then give it to them when they skinny.
And I've been fucking one for 5 years.
You a real nigga for that. You know I don't be fucking with you because you be dragging my sis, acting like this your show. You know I'm not here no more. Go back to Mac.
Jesus Christ.
We talking to Mac. So talking to Mac Wiles tonight, man.
No, listen. The real reason why Mouse Jones probably wouldn't have sex with you is because he's already dealing with his own white woman problems right now. So it's fine.
There we go.
Sorry.
Ooh, come hey,
wait,
come
your
man,
girlfriend
cool.
white?
Sorry,
no.
No, definitely.
I heard
no,
white. Whoa. Okay, whoa. Guess not.
Yeah, he was talking about cocaine. At this point in the game, I'd much rather take a drug charge. I hate you.
Well, he is getting the white people checked out. You are getting the white people checked out.
Jesus
Coke is kind of a white
Christ.
People thing.
All right, hold on. Let's go back to this now.
All right.
Regular girls versus
good
industry
question,
girls.
Good
do
question.
You ever feel the way when you're talking to regular girls? Like, how do you feel when you're sending dick pics? Do you send them? Talk about this.
I don't send dick pics.
Ever?
Nah.
A lot of my niggas don't either because they too popping.
Nah, I don't send a dick pic.
Wait, not even
can
on
I
Snapchat?
Can I just see it then?
Nah.
You don't jack off on Snapchat?
No.
Oh.
No. What in the shit? What type of niggas is you fucking with?
I love when they jack off.
Jesus. I've done it before.
You jacked off on Snapchat?
Fine. It was only for my
have you ever been screenshotted, Mac? Like DMing a girl and like it been passed around?
Not that I know of.
Okay. So,
thank God.
Do you have anything with like dealing with regular or industry chicks? Do you feel that regular girls are a little too like starstruck? Like, tell us about that.
I don't think I think it's a situational based, you know, it's one of those things where you got to see how somebody handles that. Like, it's celebrity is a real tricky thing. So, to deal with somebody who doesn't understand it. If you do find somebody who works or it's not they're not fully affected by it, that works. It's dope.
Yeah, right.
It's cool. But if not, then, you know, you got to work with somebody who actually understands it.
Now, can I ask you that same question? Because you fucking blue check marks now. So
I know. What's up?
You know, what's
talk about
you know?
It.
What is your.
Why you say you know?
What just,
it,
I don't know.
You know, it gets around. It gets around.
We know everything.
It gets around.
You got more liquor?
Yeah.
We got more liquor?
We know everything.
It gets around, blue check mark, dick.
Sis.
Okay.
Sis, niggas love to hit niggas with the. Yo, son.
Guess
that,
who
that,
I just
that,
fought?
That horrible decision, bitch, son? Yes, I just hit
so,
it.
So let me ask you.
It happened on
now
accident.
Now that, I mean, you don't have.
Oh, it was an accident. So he just tripped up and fell in it.
Twice.
Oh, wait.
There's two blue checks. There's multiple blue
no
checks.
No one
now.
Said there was multiple blue
yo,
checks.
Yo, your vagina like a DM box?
Wow.
It does slide in. But, no.
Listening.
I don't know. I recently was talking.
What is your thoughts on that? Yeah. like now that we kind of have a little clout, like would you
y'all popping?
I feel like it's not enough clout. So I mean, tell you this: I went to a bar recently in the Lower East Side, and this dude calls me Weezy, knows me from Flagrant, and I thought he was really. I never wanted to meet someone as Weezy. You know, I didn't want them to know horrible decisions same. First, but. He was really cute, and I was like, why I always come in here, you give me free shots, and you never, like, ask me for my number? And he's like, oh, I thought you didn't want to fuck with a nigga like me. I was like, well, you playing, so. So I got his number. We've been texting. He's great. He is a bartender, which I'm not saying.
They be making money in New York,
they
though,
be bruh. Making money in New
don't
York.
Don't shade. They making yeah. the I'm not shading. Six figures, bro.
But I don't want somebody that's, like, in hospitality. I get off. I'm 9 to 5. Like, you just going to be going
oh, yeah,
night,
you work
you know
at night,
I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't really
I
have.
Mean, there's days off. This day's off.
I will say the one thing about Blue Check that I've appreciated. I feel like the sex that I've had is more.
But is he like a real Blue Check?
I'm about to.
Like, did he know somebody?
Oh, there's a difference. There's a difference.
Trust me.
Did you wake up to a Blue?
Was it on some like.
Like Mac is seen like niggas
is
like
Mac is info
kid.
Or
Mac
is it like
count. Mac is a child
no
star.
Like no what I'm saying is
damn.
Mac is seen
I mean you are a child star though. The one I'm talking about
no
the
really
Mac
thinking about seen, it Mac
I would say he's
kid.
A little bit if not your set
nah I, yeah about Mac Wilds ish
whoa so,
I mean
no he wasn't a child star though
yeah but I mean as far as like
I would say
clout wise
let's just say
talk about it
I mean y'all might have matching accounts. Nah. I would say money
match
wise.
Match right now.
Money wise?
Match
yeah.
right now. Put,
money wise.
Money wise, they got match.
Put Instas next
talk
to each other right
about
now.
I can't. I mean,
nah, nah, nah,
about
nah,
to say,
nah,
I'm about to say, hold
nah,
on,
nah,
hold
nah,
on.
Nah,
hold
I don't want to tell you who
it is. I'm about to say, there's certain niggas
almost signed an NDA.
That you can't really say that
we
about.
We had a discussion about him being NDA.
I definitely have 90210 and everything.
I will tell you this.
Hold on, you gotta.
Nah, okay. But his check's probably nice. He got some.
No, I feel it, but
nice.
I'm just saying.
All right, so when we had Mouse on the show last time, you guys really loved the show, and we had a conversation called Determining the Relationship. And so I fucking hate this nigga. I swear to God. Anyways, when we had him on the last show, I don't know how good this episode is compared to that, but we did have him on the show,
like
and we talked
right.
about determining the relationship.
She's just been dragging everybody tonight. It's crazy.
Her call. Am I allowed to call your call?
I haven't had dick in like a month, so that could be why I'm a little cranky.
What
I'm a little
you just
moody.
Talking about?
Never I had mind. A threesome, but a month ago. No, almost a month and a half ago.
Wow.
I done had two periods, goddamn. So I've missed dick right
Ain't
now.
Ain't that a good
wow.
thing?
Wow.
No.
I mean,
yeah,
pregnant.
Of course. I'm not pregnant. I'll never be pregnant. I like condom dick, but
88%, bitch.
Yeah, you know.
That's
get the fuck. No, I'm just saying.
That's
so we're gonna get into real quick before we go out. I do want to do a home mail with you guys. So we had our episode was determining the relationship. So yeah. This one, I'm not gonna say her name. She says, "Hey, my horrible ladies. My name is Letitia.
Blank, blank, blank. Yep. Okay.
I'm 28 years old and single-ish. I was married for 6 years to my best friend who was emotionally and physical abusive. We separated at the beginning of this year, and I've been focusing on healing myself and moving on. Before him, I had my whole phase and wound up pregnant and married. I wasn't really wanting to jump into anything serious because I knew that I was still emotionally damaged from my ex. Fast forward to May, I met a guy on Plenty of Fish. Y'all, that's a trash site, by the way.
I was about to say, what is Plenty of
it's
Fish?
It's a dating site. It's
that?
Terrible.
What did you meet him on Throwback Thursday?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Jesus Christ.
We talked. We talked.
Like point. Black Planet.
Yeah,
hey,
it's
Skonex.
Like that. It's like that. We talked for several months online.
Like
we had just gotten
Skonex.
Out of. He had just gotten out of a 10-year relationship. He treated me like a queen. He took me out on fancy dates and romanced me.
Oh.
We didn't have sex until we met up for the fifth time.
Mm-hmm.
We both agreed that it was the greatest sex we had ever had. It lasted 3 hours. We were drunk.
Damn.
We lived
God
2 hours
damn.
Apart, so we meet up 2 to 3 times a month to go out to dinner and, of course, have sex. He says the sex is amazing and says that the connection we have makes him the happiest man ever.
Okay.
We both aren't sleeping with anyone else, and we text and talk for hours.
Oh, girl.
However, there we go.
When I ask what we are, he says no title is needed because we are there for each other.
What a nigga.
Nah, we what are you are, talking about?
Listen,
wait,
we are 100 with each other about everything and have no secrets. He tells me constantly he cares about me and how happy I make him. I have no reason to doubt his feelings, but I still wonder in the back of my head what the actual fuck we are doing. Should I press it? I shouldn't be pressed over this, right? Signed, stuck in the front.
Y'all don't have long, secrets, but the secret is,
long,
bitch, he don't want you to be his girlfriend.
Nah, that's not true. How
stop
long,
it,
how
stop
long
it.
Is... How
since
long
May.
Have, this May?
So it says they met in May. That's fucking almost 8 months, right?
Bitch,
a long time.
If you learned anything from listening to this show,
now listen.
I dated
now,
Loverboy.
I love
this is the
listen.
Top.
I love these women.
Uh huh.
Listen to them about pH balances
of
and
course,
kink.
Of course.
But relationships, do not listen to these motherfuckers. They'll have you fucked up out here.
They'll have you fucked up out here.
I bet you $100 she ain't gonna be his girlfriend by the end of the year.
If she don't, nigga, it's a month left. Relax. Christmas is coming up.
Holidays is coming. Make me your match.
No.
Here's my question. If he gets her a gift, does that kind of solidify anything?
Yeah, that we still is what we
are rocking.
I have dudes that I was just fucking and I got gifts for.
Yeah. I'm getting the guy I'm just fucking another gift.
I just feel like that's just...
How long have y'all been fucking?
5 years.
Exactly. Okay.
We're talking relationships.
We talked to them about sex.
So
go ahead, Malice. Right, so you started up.
Since May.
Hold on. How long you been dating the girl that
how
you
long have? How long have we dated? How long has she been my girlfriend? We've been dating like 3 months?
Yeah.
3 months and she's your girlfriend. You said you've only had 2 girlfriends?
Yeah.
How old are you?
29.
So do you think you're going to date someone since May and not make her your girlfriend that you would eventually make your girlfriend?
I've done that before. The last time I was here.
You said she wasn't your girlfriend.
That wasn't my girlfriend. And we were dating. And we were dating for mad months.
Yeah.
Well.
We were dating for mad months.
Now, let me ask you then. So as guys, if someone does make you happy, if y'all have great sex, if you're going on dates, what keeps y'all from giving a girl a title if all she wants is a title?
It's all different. Nobody is the same.
This nigga got
PTSD. So he was just like, and I don't mean that in a facetious manner. He was married for 10 years. He's not going to be, he shouldn't be so
he's not gung-ho about
gung-ho to jump into something.
No relationship.
Also, even if he is, he probably doesn't even view relationships the same anymore. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, you kind of is dropping something. Okay, I can get that.
I understand. So I'm giving an opportunity.
Maybe
we could just like make this whole episode the home L, since that's the only sense you've made the whole time.
Wow.
I also made sense when I said we'd fuck you up.
Get the fuck out. Look at these fucking dogs. They're fucking childish.
Yo, you know what's funny? Can I just say something? This is the first episode we've done together, right? Because we were like...
I know it.
Mandy was out of town for a week.
I've been talking to both of y'all in the DM.
But you really trying to make the spice happen.
I'm gonna make the fight happen.
The spice,
oh,
I said.
No, the spice is already there. Y'all acting like it ain't there. Yeah, she exactly. already told you.
Nigga, we
about
to go on tour. We're excited.
Y'all going on tour.
And we wanted you to come until now.
He not coming on tour with us.
Nigga, imagine how that. You know,
that'll be crazy.
Wait, you gonna talk about it?
I didn't want Mouse.
The voice of what?
The voice of New York. Why?
Y'all gonna share a bed?
Wow. I did. We got a 2-bedroom air. Oh, you mean I can't sleep with you?
No, you're not sleeping with me. You gonna sleep with Mouse if we get the 2-bedroom?
She gonna try to eat your pussy. I mean,
we all just sleeping in bed with Mouse.
Nah, she's sleeping in bed. I don't want nothing to do. Yeah, I really have a girl. Like I'm.
Yeah, but she's down to join you and your girl.
I'm not.
But I'm not sharing.
I'm not sharing.
Like that's not that type of relationship. Like this is a real.
Well, anyway, so back to her.
Let's go back to Shorty.
Thank you, Mac. Thanks. So I like what you said about it. Do you feel like there's any way that she could maybe have the conversation that she does? Because clearly, her writing us in, she definitely wants a title.
Yeah,
she wants a title. Does she just stay in the situationship?
My biggest question is why. Why do you want the title?
Women love titles.
That's what I'm... But for what? Like, you...
I can tell you why I like them. Go ahead.
Because you like titles.
I've always felt like having a title, just being honest and truthful, before I got more realistic about things, just meant that I had less to worry about, right? Mm-hmm. If I was, in fact, worried about you not being monogamous with me. I felt like having a title is not a big deal, but for men, a lot of times, it means, in their mind, if I don't have one, then I'm still single when I need to be.
Okay, so then when you grew
up...
So
I don't like that.
So then when you grew up...
When I grew up...
Back in the day, I was a kid, I'm not a kid anymore.
When I realized that...
A title don't save
it doesn't,
you from
I've
any
had
of
terrible
that,
boyfriends, but amazing men in my life.
Sorry, something ignorant.
Y'all child.
He's just ignorant.
Did you just get a tip pick or something?
He did, not me.
No, I can't.
Can you share?
I can't. No.
Is it nice?
It's he's just a
for
jerk.
Being late, I feel like y'all should at least share one nude that's in your phone.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'll share one of mine.
Everybody get a nude.
I delete nudes as soon as I get them.
Everybody get a nude.
Wait, we're gonna pull a nude of someone else?
Anyway. No, I'm
like
just...
a nude that's in your phone that somebody sent you?
Yeah,
like I delete those.
Oh, somebody
as soon
else.
As I get
okay, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. So, but I think the biggest thing is, especially with situations like that, again, you got to think about this situation at hand. This is a man, just like Miles said, this is a man who's been in a marriage for 10 years.
Yeah.
10 years.
You've grown. He's become a completely different
and
person.
Not even that. For that marriage, to be married for 10 years, this is somebody that you vowed in front of God that I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
Right.
And
don't look me in the eye.
That ends.
Her pussy getting wet. Just a little.
And that ends.
I'm into teeth.
But I'm just saying.
Huh?
He can't feel it?
My pussy?
Yeah, if it's wet.
Like, can we let Mac finish talking? Because he's dropping gems. Thank you,
Jesus. I'm just saying, like, and then what you think is going to be forever is really just 10 years.
It's almost like it's wasted.
It's 10 years. That's all it is.
You're never going to get back.
Never.
Agreed.
Like, I just keep...
For whatever reason they broke up, and then all of a sudden he finds you. And he's loving you, and he's appreciating you. But there's a certain level of, like... I gotta take my time.
I know
with
he this. Was married. So let me ask you this question though, because there's a lot of men who say marriage is out and say he just got out of a relationship. There's a lot of people who do jump from relationship to relationship.
There are, and those are dangerous, toxic people.
Those are very, very dangerous people. You need to stay.
Now,
the
do you
fuck
think at least
them.
She should bring it? So, like the last conversation that I had with someone that I was in a situationship was like, "Hey, I know that calling me your girlfriend scares you, but
yo, that's some real shit, son."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I understand, but. Right now, it's January. If by summertime, you don't even think there could be something more, if you don't think our relationship will grow
from
where it's at.
Yeah, don't waste my motherfucking time, nigga.
So, yeah, I just said if you don't think it's going to...
Hold on, wait. What I'm asking is, what does that title actually mean that you guys are growing?
Well, I think that it can. So to me, I mean, in my mind, I used to think it meant that. So I said, hey, I know that the word girlfriend scares you, but do you see our relationship growing? If you don't, then let me know because I am interested in something more later. I don't need it today.
That's a very valid argument.
But I will say in a few months from now, I can't tell you I won't feel this way like I do right now. I think it's okay for her to tell him that.
Listen, absolutely.
200%. You got to make your, like I said on the last show, you got to make your intentions clear.
Clear.
Sitting on that would be unfair to you, right?
And not only to you, but to him. You begin to place expectations upon this man that he has.
And you're giving a false sense of security. He's thinking everything is cool because you're sitting in with this shit. Like we could laugh and joke all day, but if you really trying to have something healthy with somebody. You gotta let me know your triggers. You gotta let me know what
like
you.
But see, I
that,
feel like
that,
this
that
is
line
the problem.
Of communication.
She
line of communication.
Yeah, hit him with that. I just feel like
women can communicate our feelings, how we feel, what we want, and I feel like unfortunately that's not reciprocated. Specifically with a lot of guys that I deal with,
sure.
They don't know how to communicate. And I want like, and they'll just still lead you
we
on. I want you like
communicate differently, and that's the problem.
And we just supposed to read your mind.
No, he's communicating what he wants right now.
He is.
She is not communicating.
She doesn't want to hear that.
Maybe she doesn't even know what she wants. Maybe she just wants to know that it's her boyfriend.
But that's what she wants.
But what does that mean?
But you're not sick.
That's what I'm saying.
That is the conversation that has.
That's my question.
Right. To me, boyfriend
what does
means
that
growth.
Mean?
So like, why? That,
Beyonce
that's just,
means growth.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean,
like,
growing,
if I
like,
put a
like,
ring on it,
growth means growth. If we're being honest,
well,
a title
boyfriend
doesn't...
to me means, hey, from here on forward, we are going to start either blending families and talk about cohabitating.
But see, what
you can't
you just
do that
said,
without
though,
a boyfriend.
No, a title.
I don't want to move in with some
nigga for women. Maybe not for men, but for women, a title means.
I think
a
that's
something
a part
more.
Of the unhealthy marriage that women have with. Societal norms.
That's a very unhealthy marriage.
Is that
right
a TI word? Societal norms?
No, not
societal.
That
first
off, you
societal
two
would
words.
Be.
That's two words.
Societal would be.
Societal norms. Is not
so with bootlicking. Yeah, relax.
Listen, I just
want to
clarify and say.
Relax.
I just was throwing that word out because when he used it, I felt like it was very powerful. I did not
get
it.
Way he said it.
Powerful.
Way he said it.
So you felt power from bootlicking.
Would you like boots?
All right.
Boot licking.
Like, would you like...
On some
like,
sub shit?
Yeah, on some sub
shit.
Oh,
yeah, she's,
man.
She's a sub.
Would you
she
like...
I'm not
like
into
you do
feet.
Like, that, that Tinashe shit?
Oh, wow.
Like, remember Tinashe
licking
the toilet?
I'd rather lick your ass than
oh, yeah, that was
I'm not licking the toilet.
Tinashe right. licked the toilet?
Yeah,
you
never
didn't
seen
see that,
that
photo
that,
shoot?
It wasn't a photo shoot. It was an actual music video. But I digress.
Were you in that one, too?
I definitely wasn't.
I wouldn't let my client do that.
Anyways, before we get out of here, can you guys go ahead? If y'all want to hear these two motherfuckers more, where can they listen to y'all and what y'all got coming up?
Miles Jones, talk to the people.
First and foremost, you know, Guys Next Door is coming. Shout out to Anchor.
Ooh.
Set us up very nice over
Ooh.
There. Shout out to my co-host, Mac Wild.
Uh-huh.
And my co-host, Fly Rye.
Fleek
Notice
fly.
How we all said
Fleek
that
fly
together.
Rye.
We're all hosts. Yeah,
yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all of our show.
It's our show.
Anyway.
It's our show.
But first and foremost, that is not out yet. It is not out yet. So right now, if you want to hear, the Clubhouse with Mouse Jones on Loudspeaker Network, make sure you subscribe on iTunes, SoundCloud, wherever you get your podcast.
Get him with another plug.
We got motherfucking Jonathan Minnett, a legend out of retirement.
Shout out Jonathan Minnett.
Every Wednesday, we will be dropping on your iTunes, on your SoundCloud.
I don't know them other
shit. They knew not to drop on Mondays.
Y'all won't do that. We'll drop on a Monday.
We do. That's fine.
Wow.
You want those problems?
You sure?
Absolutely.
That's fine.
Mondays?
That's fine.
Drop on Mondays?
Okay, that's cool.
We not all that smoke.
Drop on Monday.
We want all that smoke.
And Guys Next Door is dropping on Mondays too.
That's fine.
We want all that smoke. Wow.
And then we'll listen to us first.
Now what?
Wow.
And do you have anything else coming up? Any music?
I mean, he do got Mac. That's the one thing he got. But you talk.
I don't know. I mean, if it's any recollection of this, I mean, he's not going to be doing much talking.
People think I just sold the show for him.
Oh, trust me. It's different.
Good. Hope to hear you talk. Great.
Yo, let me tell you how Mouse probably be.
She gonna stop dragging me.
Be like, how you doing today, Mac?
I'm y'all gonna stop dragging me.
He's doing lovely.
You gonna stop dragging me, goddamn.
You put the condom on it too?
Right.
While you at it.
Jesus.
Wait, what are we doing? We doing gay jokes?
No,
I'm not doing gay jokes. I'm saying you doing everything. We can't ask this nigga one question. I've been trying to find out the size of his dick this whole episode slowly.
You didn't ask.
I was warming up.
That's your fucking problem.
Don't warm up.
That's your fucking problem.
What's my problem?
You over here trying to warm up.
Instead of jumping right on that
thing. We nasty niggas.
So you the type of nigga to what? Just spit on it and go?
Yeah, he don't even wait till the pussy wet. That's terrible. You better wait till the pussy wet.
You a goddamn lie. A few of your friends could tell you. Let's relax. Choose a few of your favorites.
You ain't fucking none of my friends. Okay, maybe you have. I don't know. I got some ass friends.
But anyways, guys, she's talking to the wrong one.
As we said in the beginning of the show, I do want to go ahead and let y'all know we are going. You ain't let him promote because you keep talking. You keep go ahead and promote.
Don't bulldoze my calls like you do yours.
Wow.
Go back.
Are you working on music or something? What's new? Tell us.
I'm definitely working on music.
Can you sing a little something real quick?
I can. I'm under the weather.
Okay.
And I don't think that check cleared yet, so.
Get the fuck out. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so, we're working on new music. We're definitely working on a few movies that are coming out top of the year. We got some more TV shows. We got After Hours that's still out and clicking. We still got more TV, more movie, more directing, more. Come on, man. We got a lot of shit, man. I don't even want to. What are we talking
about?
Come on,
different bags.
Flex. Hey. Flex on these niggas.
Now, when are you going to get out of Staten Island? I feel like that's when the threesome
will happen. That's way too far.
Listen,
like, that's not even
suitcase.
A borough.
I live in my suitcase. He lives in another country.
That's a fucking ball.
I live in my suitcase.
He lives in another country.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's another country. But anyways.
From Florida. Don't worry.
Yeah, I know. They don't understand.
I've been here.
We don't understand. Well, we got boats in Florida. Okay, Staten Island.
We trying to cut Florida off.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm really mad about the Gilmore.
Florida.
As you guys know, and as we mentioned before, the show started. We are going on tour, so you guys can catch Horrible Decisions on tour 2019. We are secure, so DC, DMV, Virginia, Maryland, all of y'all come out January 19th. We in the building, and in Chicago, I didn't miss y'all last month, but me and Weezy are now taking over the bean, so we'll be in Chicago March 30th.
And we have Toronto, LA, New York,
Orlando, possibly Texas. Y'all want Texas,
by the way, Zozo Talk this weekend. Come see us.
I heard Mouse Jones might be hosting one of these.
You late.
I hosted the Zozo Talk.
He should have fucking hosted Miami.
Should have definitely hosted Miami.
Nigga.
I don't know what y'all was thinking.
Wow.
Y'all seen what the fuck I do? I'm the best host of motherfucking America. I show
about
improve every time.
Talk
that's
about
the
man,
it.
Woman, or indifferent.
That was
man, woman, or indifferent. I body stage. So I don't know why you had that weak ass nigga, but whatever. All that was
Jesus Christ.
All right, it was bad.
You seen what we did? We see what we did in New York.
Well, shit.
You know what I mean? And you see what we about to do in D.C. January 19th.
Oh, you coming on
March 30th in Chi-Town.
Okay, talk about it. Talk about it.
We outside. Okay, it's happening.
All right, guys. Well, as you know, this has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. Bye.
Bye.